Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you did. All right, so it has been done. Now you see. So you see what we're at? So it has been done. The horn have the shofar has been blowed. Okay, hallelujah, qua. See that? So mark one thing about it. Yes, if a lifeguard is if you drowning, and just so happen you want to get out of the water and a woman's hand come out and pick you up, you got to accept that hand. You got to accept that hand because that's the only way you can get up. See? So I'm saying, that's why I said we got to understand Yahuwah's rules and regulations. And once we got Yahuwah's rules and regulations on the table, the order thing, watch what happens. Yahuwah's going to kick in once the rules and regulations is laid in the book and we apply the Bible. And watch everything unfold. Watch out where I kick in. All right, so we got the horn. The shofar have been blowed. Now what's next?
Praise time.
It's time to open up with the start of the prayer. So, Brother T, Brother Micaiah, all eyes on y'all. What's going on?
Open up a prayer. Heavenly Father, Yahuwah, we thank you for another wonderful day that you allowed us to come and see the bottom of your Sabbath, O Yahuwah, for your righteous gathering. We thank you, O Yahuwah, for us all coming together in your wonderful name, Yahuwah, YHWH, King of Kings, and Yahuwah of all, Yahuwah. We thank you, O Yahuwah, that you bring forth your spirit inside of your temple. Let us all be on one accord, one mind, O Yahuwah. We thank you for safe travels while we got here. Yahuwah, let your word go forth. We know we're not coming back void. So we thank you, O Yahuwah. Let your ministering spirits, the flame of fire, have its way with us this day, O Yahuwah, as you put your words inside of our mouth. We thank you, O Yahuwah, for showing us the way. We thank you, Yahuwah, for the teachers. We thank you, Yahuwah, for our elders. We thank you, Yahuwah, for our sisters and our brothers that's here today. We thank you, Yahuwah, for ourselves. We thank you, O Yahuwah. As we give you the honor and glory and praise. In the name of Yahuwah the Son, we pray. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. All right. We'll pick it back up where we left off at. We'll keep, give me some Brother T.
Yes, sir.
Let me get some Luke 12:12 going on.
All right. Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you at the same hour what you ought to say.
And at that same hour, we at V-O-T-T-Y believe at that very same hour, that righteous spirit will teach us what we ought to say. As we go forth, read me verse 11 right on top of that same Luke.
Luke chapter 12, verse 11, read.
Uh-huh.
And when they bring you and to the temple, and unto the magistrate, and power, take you no thought or how or what thing you should answer, or what you should say.
Uh-huh. So when we go into the presence of, we know this is a battle we're going to have to face. Wherever we go, we know we don't have to think about what we're going to say or anything like that. Let me get a case of point with Brother Johnson. Hang me up with, take a peek over here. St. John. St. John, now. Let me check out Matthew here. Pick it up in Matthew, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Let me look over here at this Matthew chapter 10. And give me chapter 10, verse 19 and verse 20. See, wherever we go, wherever we at, even down the streets, on the roads, or whatever, we always be ready for the word of Yahuwah. This righteous spirit is going to teach us what we're going to say, no matter who we got to face. We know what we up against. So let me get a Back me up with Matthew chapter 10. Give me verse 19 and verse 20.
The book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 and 20 reads, But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you should speak. What should be given you in that same hour, what you should speak. Verse 20, what is not you that speak it, but the spirit of your Father which speak it in you.
Yahweh. It's going to be the spirit of our Father that speak inside of us. And let's see this spirit that he gave us, Brother John. Give me St. John chapter 14. Pick it up at verse, chapter 14.
Well, let me precept that because remember, you want the Father Spirit to speak through you, but you got to have a precept with that in Brother T.
Yes, sir.
Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1, 1 through 7. So we got to be clear that we want the Father to speak through us, but in the Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1, verse 1 through 7 will tell us something that we need to know. Let's see what it says. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1, 1 through 7.
The Book of Wisdom.
Yes.
Of Solomon.
Yes.
Chapter 1, verse 1 through 7, read.
Check around, make sure everybody's caught up with it.
She ain't.
Okay. Make sure everybody there, people. See, everybody got members. We got to make sure we bring people along. We got to bring everybody along. See, we got to make sure we bring everybody along. That's what this class is all about. Anybody reading a bunch of scriptures, it's about bringing everybody along. See, that's why we have to be clear, because we are our brothers and sisters' keepers.
Yes.
So we got to be able to bring everybody along. It's just not a bunch of reading a bunch of verses. We got to check and see where everybody at, because then one day they're going to be on the clock. And we got to make sure it's a good report on them at time appointed. So we want to make sure we look around the room and see if everybody's there. So we are our brother's keeper, our sister's keeper. So we got to make sure we all doing this thing together. Because everybody's going to be on the clock one day. And if you mess around and going for yourself, you're going to have them right there. They're going to be out of bounds. Out of bounds when the time for them, something happened to them, they're going to be out of bounds because you didn't look and check them out. Check them out to make sure we prepare.
Okay, she's. All right, everybody there?
Now this is the reason why you want the Father's word to be in you. Now we're going to look at Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1, 1 through 8 now. Let's see what it says 1 through 8 there, Brother Chief. Check around.
Wisdom of Solomon.
Everybody's there with you. Micaiah, he got that side going on. You get that side going on.
Yeah, she's right there.
All right, good night. Yep. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Okay.
The Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Love righteousness.
So you got to love what?
Righteousness.
First of all, you got to love what?
Righteousness.
Okay, now what's the biblical definition of love righteousness, Sister J? Put that down and look at Deuteronomy chapter 6. Chapter 6,
right
verse 25. Now, what is the biblical definition of love righteousness? So first thing we got to do is love what?
Righteousness.
Let's find out exactly what that means, Sister J, by going to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. So how are we going to love righteousness? So here go our love. First thing we got to know, we got to love righteousness. So we got a foul spirit and you're not loving righteousness. So what it says in 6:25, Sister J?
Chapter 6:25.
Yeah, what it say?
And it shall be our righteousness.
Yeah.
If we observe to do all these four instructions before
Yahweh,
our Yahweh, as he has
commanded. Right. So if we love righteousness, what are we doing, Sister J? According to verse 25. How do we love righteousness?
We observe to do all his
commandments. That's how you love righteousness. by doing the first five books, not be just a 2:13, Sister Jones, Romans 2:13. See, we don't want to be a Romans 2:13. What it says in Romans 2:13? Romans 2:13. See, we don't want to be a Romans 2:13. A backed up with A, B, or B, and 1:21 through 25 in the book of James. Back to back. James 1:21 down to verse 25. See, we don't want to just be a, we want to love righteous. And righteous, what kind of way, Sister J, it is again? How do we love righteous, Sister J? According to that 6:25?
Right there.
The first five books. So if we observe and now look what Paul says in 2:13 now. Sister Jones, what did he say?
Romans chapter 2, verse 13. Romans 2:13 reads, "For not the hearers of the Torah instructions are right just before the Yahuwah, but the doers of the Torah instructions shall be justified."
So we just can't be a hearer of what we're doing. See, we just not hear this, hear and read. We're trying to apply it to our life. See, we're not just being a hearer. We're being a what, Sister Jones?
A doer.
A doer. Come on, Abel.
James chapter 1, verse 21 through 25.
What it say?
Verse 21.
What it say?
Wherefore lay apart all filthiness.
So lay aside all what?
Filthiness.
Uh-huh.
And superficial.
Uh-huh. Now look up that word superficial. Look, what that word mean? Somebody look up that word and see what it means so we can be clear what he wants you to lay aside. Look it up, Sister Jones, tell me what that word mean. Anybody can get it? We want to know what that word means. We don't know what it means. Let's pull that word out and see what it means. He wants you to lay aside that right there. Let's see what that word means he wants you to lay aside.
Unnecessarily or excessively large amount or number of things.
You see that? Lay aside all the backbiting, murmuring, and complaint. That's what he's saying. Lay all that aside. When it's time to take care of Yahweh's business the Sabbath day, lay all that aside.
Unnecessary
things, and keep your mind on him, then he'll keep you in perfect peace. So lay aside all that in your window talking. And keep your mind focused on him. Come on back and read some of them. Who was reading? Come on, Abel.
And
naughty
men. And deceive with meekness the engrafted word.
So if you lay all it aside, then what you got coming? According to that verse.
Engrafted word.
The engrafted word.
Yes. Which is able to save your...
You see that? But you got to put that part down first. To receive part two.
Yeah.
If you got part one in your mind, you ain't going to receive part two.
No.
You got to put all that to the side to receive what again, Abel?
To receive the meekness and grafted words.
The meekness and the engrafted words. And it's able to do what for you? It's able to save your soul. You hear that? But if you got part, if you got malice, backbiting, murmuring, and all that going on with you, you're going to lose the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be able to save your soul. Verse 22.
For be ye doers of the word.
But be what?
Doers of the word.
But what are the word?
Doers
of the word. Come on.
And not hearers only.
Just hears on it. Well, I just want to hear some. I want to read some. Hear some. Read some. No, you got to be a doer of the word. Is that what he said? What James saying? What does he say?
Deceiving your own self.
So, otherwise, when you just been a hearer of the word, you doing what to your own self?
Deceiving yourself.
You deceiving your own self. All one you fooling is yourself.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Verse 23. For if any be a hearer of the word,
uh-huh,
and not a doer, like unto a man beholding his natural face to a glass.
Okay.
Verse 24. For he beholdeth himself and goeth on his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was.
Uh-huh.
5. But whosoever looketh unto the perfect Torah instructions of liberty, freedom, and continueth therein.
And do what again?
Continueth
therein,
he being not forgetful here, but a doer of the work, that man shall be blessed.
And you'll get what?
He shall be blessed in his deeds.
And you'll be what?
Blessed in
your deeds. So if you follow them rules right there, you'll be what?
Blessed
in your deeds. You see that? So now he laying it out how to get his blessing. So we can't be all over the place. And we don't think the word of the Father is going to be in you unless you understand all that we just got to read got to be applied first. Then he'll kick in. Now who reading that? Come on back to Bucky.
Back to Wisdom of Solomon, I'm still halfway at verse 1.
Okay.
Ye that be judges of the earth.
The best of the world, they're going to be what?
Judges of the earth.
So especially it goes to the leadership.
Right.
The leadership got to understand this thing. Now, let's precept that, Brother Johnson, in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. So you have to be able to precept your Bible and paint the picture. He'll give you in that very same hour how to do it. 1 Peter 4, verse 17. Make sure you're there, Brother Micaiah. Make sure you're wrestling with him. He wants Brother Johnson. He getting the right spirit on him. Then watch how you be able to maneuver through that Bible with no problem once you understand you apply the rules and the regulation of it first. 4:17 says what? 1 Peter 4:17.
4:17.
Yes, read from your chest.
Read. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of Yahweh.
So the judgment starts with leadership at the temple of Yahweh. That's what judgment first starts at. The one that steps up in leadership, that's you're gonna be the first one to get hit in the mouth. Go ahead.
If it first being at us.
If it first going to be at leadership.
What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of Yahweh?
The gospel means the covenant. Now, so he's going to start with us first. But imagine one that's going to take this lightly. They in trouble. That what he's saying. They're going to be in trouble. They want to take it lightly. They want to be a hearer of the word, but not a doer of the word. They're going to pay the ultimate price. That what he's saying. Come on back there, Bucky.
All right. Back to Wisdom of Solomon. Okay, I'm in middle verse 1. Think of Yahweh with a good, pure mind.
I have a pure mind, you think of Yahweh.
And in simplicity of mine, seek him.
And seek him.
Verse 2.
Hold on a minute. Hold that point. What do you mean by seek him? Now, what's the precept to that? Let's run to Amos, Sister J. We're going to the book of Amos and find out what that means by seek him. Now, what do he mean by seek him? Okay. See, every word will tell you how you got to conduct yourself. He says, seek him, how? Let's run to Amos chapter 5 there, Sister J. And we'll look at verse 1, and we'll skip down to 4 and 6. Make a note of it first, Sister J. And we're going to go to Amos chapter 5, verse 1, 4, and verse 6. Back up with A.B. or Phoebe over in Isaiah chapter chapter 16, verse number 8. Come behind that.
Where
we at? Come on.
Chapter 5, verse 1. Hear ye, this word which I take up against you.
Lamentation.
Lamentation
A house means a family or the temple or the nation of Israel. That's what the word house means. House means a family, temple, or the nation. Anything but the building.
Yes.
Okay. So,
Thus saith Yahweh unto the temple of Israel.
So now, so who talking to who? Sister Jay, who talking to who? What's going on in that verse? So who talking to who? Is this the Almighty One talking through the seer, telling them something? That was going on. Go ahead and keep reading. Read again. Verse 4.
Verse 4.
Well, then,
saying Yahweh.
So Yahweh get ready to talk. Through the mouth or the seer. What do you say?
Unto the temple of
Israel. So just going to one specific people, the nation of Israel. What do you tell them to do?
Seek me and ye shall live.
If we want to live, what we got to do?
Then what he say he'll do
if we seek him?
Live.
So right now we walk around dead men and women. Yeah. If we seek him, what we got coming, Bud Johnson?
We're going to live.
Verse 6. Call your birth on verse 6.
Verse 6. Seek Yahweh, and
you
shall live.
You seek who? Yahweh. And what happened for you?
You shall live.
You want to live?
Least he break out like fire.
If you don't do that, what are he going to do to you?
He'll break out like fire.
He's going to break out on fire. And you know fire going to make you jump on it. He'll make a turtle move on you.
Yes.
So if fire get on you, you know you're going to move, right?
Yes.
So he said, get him right. If you don't get him right, what are he going to do? According to verse 6.
He's going to break out like fire.
He's going to break out like fire on you.
In the temple of Joseph and devour.
That means he's going to start right with leadership. So if leadership faking and shaking, he's going to jump you first. Huh? Get your attention. If he keep on plaguing you sooner or later, you're going to recognize that I'm dragging my feet. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm running away from my responsibility of being a member of the tribe of Israel. See, the tribe of Israel was put in a position. And if they don't apply the position that was put into them, Yahweh going to plague you until you recognize what you agreed to do, Sister Jones, in 19, verse 3 of Exodus. See, this is what you agreed to do.
Exodus chapter
19, verse 3. See, something that's on the table that is agreement have been posted in your brain, but it's been taken away from your brain through Christianity and Islam and Judaism. But 19, verse 3 will be read to yourself and those who come in contact with you on your responsibility. What it says in 19, verse 3. Sister Jones?
Everybody there?
Exodus 19, verse 3. Exodus 19, verse 3. So it's the point. We must recognize, once we know who we are, then Yahweh going to kick in. Once you apply it, once you know who you are, now it's time to apply it. Then Yahweh said, I'm kicking in because you're doing it the way I tell you to do it. So this is your responsibility got on the table for you that we're getting ready to read. In Exodus 19, verse 3.
Exodus chapter 19, verse 3.
Listen to this.
And Moses went up unto the Yahweh.
Moses went up to Yahweh.
And the Yahweh called unto him.
And Yahweh called Moses.
Out of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Saying.
What did he say?
Thus shalt thou say to the nation of Israel.
So now, so who supposed to talk to the nation of Israel?
Moses.
So this private interpretation you be having with him, it don't work like that. This guy works. This is how it works.
And tell the children of Israel.
So you got to tell the children of Israel. Leadership got to tell the children of Israel. What?
Verse 4.
Yes.
You have seen what I did unto the Mizraimites.
You seen what I did to the Mizraimites. That means the people of Ham, sons of Ham. You seen what I did to them. Now you know, you seen what I told that plumber there. And what did he do, Peter? What did he do in 11 verse 7 to them of Exodus? He done something. And see, right now we have a tendency to apply ourselves to them. But then he tells us something that we need to know that's in his Bible. And we're going to see what he says that we can read. What he said, what we can read, what he said. Listen to this. Listen to what he's saying.
Yeah.
11 verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
11 verse 7. Listen to this, what he got written.
Exodus chapter 11 verse 7. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue.
So he called all of the other nations what?
A dog.
A dog. Y'all understand that? He called all of the other nations a dog. Now,
against
hold that point. Now, we got to precept that to make sure. Brother Micaiah, back up to the 15th chapter and pick up verse number 21 of the book of Matthew.
Yes.
He's calling all of the other nations of what?
Dog.
So now, if he's calling all the other nations a dog, you got to understand, you got to follow the rules and regulations of Yahweh. So all of the other nations is called a dog, right? So far. Now we go on to the right side of the book and look at the 15th chapter, verse 21 of the book of Matthew. See what Brother Micaiah got to read. Listen real good.
Matthew
15, 21?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21 reads, then Yahweh the Son went there and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon.
So Yahweh went to thence and went to Tyre and whatever and Sidon. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, a woman of Canaan, Hamite.
A woman of Canaan came out, right?
Uh-huh.
Hold that point. Brother T, go to Genesis chapter 10 and let's find out who this woman of Canaan. Genesis 10, verse 6. Let's find out who this woman is of Canaan that came out. We're going to paint the picture of the woman of Canaan that came out.
First book of the Heavenly Tidings, the book of Genesis, chapter 10, verse 6.
What it reads.
Okay, I'll just keep it. Yeah,
Sister J. Make sure Sister J there. By the time she gets there, everybody else should be there.
You right there? Okay. Genesis chapter 10, verse 6. And the sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim, and Put, and Canaan.
And Canaan. So who is Canaan? Who is his father?
Ham.
Okay. And now go in your Zomer's Bible Dictionary, and find out about Ham. Who got the Zomer's Bible Dictionary to find out about Ham? See, you got to draw the picture. Remember, and on the Sabbath day Bible study classes, you have to be prepared to meet wherever anybody is, the where they at. You want to make sure you're clear of what's going on.
This is a compact. Zadavon Compact Bible Dictionary.
Compact Bible Dictionary. So y'all listen. Compact Bible Dictionary from Zadavon. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm at page 213.
Page 213.
Ham.
Ham.
the youngest son of Noah.
The youngest son of Noah.
Born probably about 96 years before the flood.
Okay.
One of the eight persons to live through the flood.
Yes.
He became the progenitor of the dark race.
So Ham is the father of the dark race. Now who was Canaan's father again?
Ham.
So this Canaanite woman, what color is she?
Dark.
Good. That's all I want. So you understand? Ain't got nothing to do with color. The point we making just got nothing to do with color.
That's right.
So this woman of Canaan looked just like the children of Israel. It got nothing to do with color.
That's right.
Right? That's all I want out of it. Make sure we clear that this Canaanite woman looked just like Yahuwah the Star. Both of them had color on them. So it got nothing to do with color. Right?
Right.
If y'all with me?
Yahuwah.
Okay, keep reading now. Come on back, Brother Micaiah.
Okay.
So we got a picture of the woman. The woman is a African black woman, right?
That's right.
African black woman that she called African, but really she's a son, a daughter of Ham.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Okay, the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 22.
Listen to this.
And behold, a woman of Canaan, a daughter of Ham, came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Yahuwah.
Have mercy on me, O Yahuwah.
You son of David.
Oh, but she recognized he was who?
Son of David.
Oh, okay. Good.
My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil.
He said, my daughter got a devil in me. I mean, you know, you look like me, I look like you. And, hey, have mercy on me, because my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil.
Uh-huh.
She got a devil in her. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
She got a devil in her. Yahuwah, hey, my daughter got a devil in her, Yahuwah. Then what he said next?
Verse 23.
What?
But he answered her not a word.
What?
He answered her not a word.
But she looked just like him. Both of them were dark-skinned people, like, you know. Both of them were dark-skinned people. And he looked at her. They skin color was the same. But he answered her what?
Not a word.
Not a word. Go ahead.
And his followers came and besought him.
And the disciples, the followers came and bound him and besought him, saying what?
Saying, send her away.
Send her away. She a daughter of who again?
She's the daughter of Ham.
The daughter of Ham. Dark skinned peoples, right?
Right.
Send her away.
For she cried after us.
Because she was crying after us first.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Verse 24.
Right.
But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
You see the man said. He told the woman that looked just like him, that is not my mission. I'm not sent to you, woman. I'm sent, what did he say he sent to?
The lost sheep of the family of Israel.
That's who he sent to. So he not sent to that John 3:16. So that means John 16 got to be investigated more clearly. Because he said, well?
To the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
Because the family of Israel is the one need a savior. They the one lost.
Mm-hmm.
They think they everything but the peoples of the book. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Right.
Keep reading. Keep reading. Let's see what happened next.
Verse 25.
What?
Then came she and worshipped him.
And then she came back and done what?
Worshipped him.
She worshipped him.
Saying,
Yahuwah,
help me,
Yahuwah.
Verse 26, but he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread.
It's not right. It's not right to take the children's bread.
And to cast it to dogs.
What did he call the Canaanite?
Dogs.
So you see that? So now, why do we think that the Bible is not right? Because we've been taught wrong. The ones that call themselves African today with the descendants of Ham, in the eyes of Yahuwah, they are what?
Dogs.
So now you seeing what he's telling Moses way back here. And now come on back to 11 verse 7. Y'all understand that?
Yes.
You see, sooner or later, once we do Bible, Yahweh going to kick in, but we got to do Bible. Mm-hmm. We got to look at see what the Bible says. No, the Bible says. Now, come on back to that 11, verse 7 again, A.B. You was reading it? Finish it up. You was in Exodus 11, verse 7. Okay.
But against any of the children of Israel,
yes,
shall not a dog move his tongue.
Now who we calling a dog? Now this is time to bring it in, because this is how you activate another Bible class. If you sit around somebody, now you bring it in. Who we calling a dog? No, he calling a Hamite, but what specific group of Hamites he calling a dog? He ain't calling no Canaanites, no dog in that verse. So y'all got to have your mind right. Y'all be focused. Who is he talking to here? I went there to get a precept on that to show you that ain't no different in him. You don't change. Who is he talking to in this verse right here? Start from the top again, 11, verse 7. Y'all got to have your mind in this. Not just the body, your mind got to be in this. 11, verse 7.
But against any of the children of Israel.
Now go up a little higher. Keep going higher until you get a name. Keep going up higher until you get a name. Who are you talking to? You got to keep going up higher until you get a name. See, you got to stay focused.
You can't go up.
Keep going up until you find a name. Who are you talking to?
Okay, verse 5.
Okay, verse 5.
And all the firstborn in the land of Egypt.
Oh, so who is he talking to?
Egypt.
That's who he's talking to. You see? So we got to get our mind right.
Okay.
So who he's talking to in 11, verse 7, he's talking to Mizraim.
Yeah.
Pluto for Egypt, the one he called Egyptian. You know, Queen Nefertiti and all that. You know that? Queen Nefertiti and all that. He's talking to them. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking to. So we clear that he's talking to the Egyptian. Huh? Right? So now you put in who he's talking to. So who's he talking to? Because see what's going to happen, somebody's going to tell you that in there. So you got to have a verse to go back and say, yes, it is here. I mean, but remember, you can't put nothing in there unless you can back it up from a verse. So don't just say something and you can't back it up. Because they're going to actually claim it. Hey, where you put what you going to put an Egyptian in there? I don't see no Egyptian in there. But if you can't back it up, you don't put it in there. So somebody's going to ask you, well, what are you talking about? I can't read that. What book are you reading out of it? They're going to throw a question in the Bible you in and everything. Because you're going to put something in there that you can't bag up. If you can't bag it up, leave it alone. That's the point we're making. So if you put it in there, make sure you know what verse to go and deal with. Okay? Right? So if you can't do that now, don't do it. Like you sometimes hear brothers holler. But that's Yahweh the Son. Down there, the word, I don't know Yahweh the Son there. Now, you've been hearing creature like a parakeet, but now it's time to back up. How you going to find Yahweh the Son in the left side of the book? You ain't got a verse to pull it out of nowhere, but you can parakeet a statement. Don't do that unless you got a statement to back up what you think. You ain't got no big stick behind your table. Don't get into no battle. Just read the way you see it. Until Yahweh explain to you why I'm not kicking in with you, because something you got to do for me to kick in with you. You can't be the way you are in the brain. That's why I'm not kicking in. If you're a backbiter, murmur, complainer, I'm going to leave you out there every time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start to keep plaguing you until you recognize before I kill you, you better change your wicked ways. Right? Then Yahweh can show you the next move. Ma'am. Okay, what you got?
Okay, John
3:11.
Yes.
First John or St. John, which one?
St. John.
St. John 3:11?
Yes.
That's right.
St. John 3:11.
We're going to speak what we know, huh? Go ahead.
Truly, truly, I tell to you.
Yes.
We speak that we do know.
And that's what we're supposed to speak. What?
We testify that
that we have seen,
so,
and ye receive not our
good. So how are we supposed to speak again, Sister Jones?
What we do know.
And what we do know is what we can read. See, that's what we speak, what we know, that's what we can read. If we can't read it, we leave it alone. Until Yahuwah is stretching you to be able to do it that way. Because every verse, you got to tie this thing in to edify your people, to get them out of this darkness. That darkness is Satan the devil. Wearing them out. So now we clear, we talking about the Egyptians in 11 verse number 7. Now what he says in 11 verse 7, one more time, ABFB.
Exodus chapter
11,
verse 7.
What
did
he say?
But against any of the children of Israel.
Against any other children of Israel.
Egypt.
No, read where you see it.
Oh, okay.
If he's thumbing around, read where you see it.
Shall not a dog move his tongue.
It said now, against the children of Israel, not a dog to move his tongue. Go ahead.
Against man or beast.
Man or beast. So it is a difference between you and them, and it's not color. It is a difference between you. So you got a lot of brothers that we are Egyptian. That's what we is. No, brother. It is a difference between up and down, and it's not color. It's not color. Is that what he's saying? Because now your precept, that Sister J, to Deuteronomy 7, verse 6, just go to different here. So here is the difference that you can read. They're going to precept that to Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. So here goes the difference between you and Egyptians. Okay? You got to, it's time now. It's time. There's a difference between you and Egyptians. And what is that that we can read in Deuteronomy 7, verse 6 by Sister J?
Thou art
a
righteous people.
He said, you are a righteous people. Huh? Go ahead.
Unto Yahweh.
Unto who?
Yahweh.
You are a righteous people. To who?
Yahweh.
Go ahead and read.
Thy Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Yahweh, thy Yahweh, have chosen thee.
So Yahweh have done what with you?
Chosen thee.
So he have chosen you.
To be a special people.
For you to be a what? Okay, now watch this now. Go ahead.
Special people unto himself.
Okay, and what is your position you're supposed to be in? Go ahead.
Above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
You see what the man just told you? Now why you don't know that? The difference between you and the Egyptian and all the rest of the nation, what position you in? According to 7 verse 6. What kind of peoples are you? A special people, and what is your position to be?
Above all the nations.
So, you got something? You got Deuteronomy 14, too, correct?
Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2.
Where
you are a righteous people unto Yahweh.
What word is there? What word is there? Don't skip the word that's there.
I said, for you.
A what?
And righteous people.
That what it says in 14, 2? It says righteous? No, what do we say there?
Yeah,
okay, good. Go ahead. Okay, nice. Now, like your point, go ahead. See what I'm doing. I'm just trying you to see what you get around.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find out. You look red what it's saying.
Right.
What you better tackle. This is what the hackers are going to do to you.
Okay,
cool. They're going to chap you up. So if you can get past us, you will be ready to go. Okay, don't keep on where you're at right now.
Okay.
Just keep on where you're at right now. Don't get rattled. Go ahead.
So Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2. For you are a righteous people unto Yahweh your Yahweh.
Okay.
And that's why I have chosen you
yes.
to be a peculiar, special people.
A peculiar means what? Polluted or special?
Polluted or special.
Peculiar okay. means polluted. Because they'll take the word peculiar as weird.
Right.
So that's right. So remember, when you tell them you are a peculiar people, polluted for what word?
Yes.
Now, what would you go back and prove that at now? Did you just say it? Excellent. Okay, now you're teaching. Now you're working.
Okay.
See, now you're working. You silence the game sales. You see? Because they're going to say that says peculiar.
Right.
And you say that's polluted for special.
Right.
Now, they want to get you off into a shootout. You said, no, it was no shootout. You don't go over here at the 7 verse 6 and prove that the word means what?
Special.
See that? That's the game, and that shut them down. Now, they shut down. Now, finish the verse up.
Special people unto himself.
Unto who?
Unto himself.
Okay.
Above all the nations that are upon earth.
So, what are you supposed to tell your grandbabies and all your company about your position? According to that verse, we are chosen, we are special, and we are above all nations. So that has to be told to them. Now, if you want to start losing friends, you tell them that. That's the matter of another nation. That our position is what?
Above
all of y'all. Now you just start losing all your coffee partners at the table and everything. You see that? All of them going to start finding something to do when you come in there now. Because they're going to read you John 3:16. See that? They're going to read John 3:16 on you and say, we all the same. See that? See that? But now you're going to say, no, I'm not according to that. That John 3:16 is about Israel, for Israel, and to Israel. According to the third chapter verse, that's two Israelites talking about Israel, to Israel, for Israel. You see that?
Yeah.
That you see?
Yeah.
Now you don't lost all your backbiting buddies now.
That's
right. They ain't biting you nowhere, and you ain't getting no phone calls behind that.
Right.
They do with you.
That's right.
Now that's gonna put some on your mind. Why y'all ain't talking to me no more?
Please.
Look what you just got through saying.
That
you see that? So I'm saying that so we clear that when you in a teaching mode, we got to be clear about this.
Yeah.
Now we going to back up. But keep going back to where was that?
Yeah, I'm still holding wisdom of Solomon.
Yeah, but come back to wisdom of Solomon. Yeah, come on, get some more out of that. I'm going to get some more out of that.
Okay, I'm at verse 2.
What?
Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1, verse 2.
What?
For it will be found of them that tempt him not.
So if you don't tempt him, he got something for you, read.
And short themselves into such as do not distrust them.
Go ahead.
Verse 3. For forethought separate from Yahuwah and his power.
So forethought, when you go outside of the order of Yahuwah, you separate yourself from Yahuwah. You separate yourself from him. When you get out of order and you want to be the Nebuchadnezzar like last night, me, I, then I do this, me, you separate yourself from Yahuwah. This is about nation building.
Mm-hmm.
Not individual,
mm-hmm.
Nation building. Can everybody on one accord for the big job to come?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
When it is tried,
go ahead.
Reprove it the unwise.
Yes.
Verse 4.
What?
For it's a malicious person.
But if you got a malicious, you a malicious person?
Wisdom should not enter.
Wisdom is not going to enter into you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be talking that talk, but you ain't got to have no wisdom with it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? See, wisdom, and I'm just precept that to 32, Brother Micaiah 24. Let me show you what wisdom is. So, right, 32:24. See, wisdom is not going to come into you. Let me show you why.
Right.
We're going to show you why. That's your yay, yay, and your nay, nay. Anything past that's going to be evil. Because you got to learn something now. You got to learn to help yourself and go back and help wife. Then wife help the children. You got to make sure you get out there and you hear it real good. We're going 32:24 of the book of Zechariah. Listen good. We're going to look at a verse in 32:24. He said, if wisdom, so wise, He said, wisdom ain't going to kick in, right? When that's something like that. Okay, let's read 32:24 and what it say.
I'm waiting on Brother Johnson.
You waiting on Brother Johnson?
Sister Jay there.
Okay.
Sister Jay there.
No, but he got that covered.
All right, what about you? Get your notes down over there. Looking like T.
Okay,
media, I'll just make sure she's writing it down. All right, get your notes down over there. All right. The book of Wisdom of Solomon. Sirach, chapter 32, verse 24.
What it say?
Book of Sirach, 32:24
reads. What it reads?
He that believeth in Yahuwah, taketh heed to the Torah instruction. First five books of the Bible. And he that trusted in him shall fear never the worst.
So you believe on him, you're going to do what?
Torah instruction.
You're going to keep the Torah instruction. You ain't going to be cameo on that. So if you believe in Yahuwah, you're going to keep the Torah instruction. See, rain, sleet, or snow, if you believe on Yahuwah, what you going to do?
Keep the Torah instruction.
So that goes to your belief. So if you believe in him, you keep the Torah instruction.
That's right.
So that's what Yahuwah measures you from, the Torah instruction. That's what he measures you from. So if you believe in him, what you going to do?
Keep the Torah instruction.
Well, I don't care who's to my left and who's to my right. If you believe in him, what you going to do?
Keep the Torah instruction.
That's what you going to do. See? That's the key right there. Come on back, Bunchy.
All right, Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 4.
What did he say?
Nor dwell in the body that is subject unto sin.
He said, otherwise he's not going to be around you if you're doing what?
Sin.
And what is the biblical definition of sin that we can read? Come on, Brother Micaiah, let's run to 1 John chapter 3:3 and take it down to verse 10. Let's find out what he means. What is he trying to tell us? He's trying to tell us. He's talking codes to you. Remember, you always have been in captivity. That's the reason he was come, because you need to be our Savior. So you have to talk all kind of ways over the people's heads to tell you some things. So we're going to say, everybody to talk over the head, knowing that you know what's on the left side of the book. So now, you know, so he said, the measure of being a sinner. 1 John 3:3, down to verse 10. What it said, Brother Micaiah? Come on.
Look at 1 John. You there, Brother John?
1 John,
chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3 down to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yahuwah.
Yeah.
What are we looking like over there,
too? Oh, yesterday. Line it down
yesterday.
Yahuwah.
All right. The book of 1 John, chapter 3. Verse 3 down to 10. Verse 3 reads.
Look at this.
And every man that hath his hope, hath this hope in him, purify himself, even as he is pure.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4. Whosoever commit sin transgress also the Torah instruction. First five books of the Bible. For sin is the transgression of the law. Torah instructions. First five books of the Bible. Verse 5. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sin. And in him is no sin. Verse 6. Whosoever.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. He was manifested to take away our sin.
Yeah,
well, ain't we still sinning?
Yeah.
So, wait a minute, that means he didn't do a good job of being, because if he was manifest taking away our sins, then why are we still sinning?
Right.
So if he came and manifested that to take away our sins, then we must find out a little bit more information about what sin are you talking about he came to take away. See?
Mm-hmm.
See, did he come to take away thou shalt not murder? Thou should not
right.
sleep with your neighbor.
Right.
Thou should not keep the Sabbath day. You come take away that away.
Right.
So that means that sin you don't take away, it must be something a little bit different than what we call what he's taking away in sin. Now let's go, Sister Jay, and we're going to 1:31 of St. John and find out what the eyewitness said in St. John. So now we're going to 1:31, Sister J. And let's start find out what is he talking about. Remember, Bible study class is getting teachers prepared to be able to help others to start with yourself. So what sin did he come to take away? We're going to find out something on the way. We'll find out something, Sister Jay, in 131. St. John 131. Well, my fact, well, read verse 29 down to verse, read verse 31, then I'm going to come back to verse 29. Yes, ma'am. What's that, Sister Jay?
And I knew him not.
And I knew him not.
But that he should be made manifest to Israel.
Wait a minute. John 3:16. John 3:16 then.
Right.
But we found out now that our witness said he's supposed to be manifest to who?
Israel.
Well, what, how did John 3:16 get twisted then? What did the eyewitness say he was manifest to do what? Manifest to who?
To Israel.
To Israel.
Therefore,
wait, hold that point. Is you hear what he's saying? Mm-hmm. What was the reason he came, that he present himself there, Sister Jay? Sister Jay, I'm asking you a question. What was the reason he was manifest? To who?
To Israel.
Who is Israel? Jay. So he was manifest to who? Say it again.
To us.
Not the world.
To us.
Now remember, you're gonna lose a lot of friends with that kind of conversation. He was manifest to who?
To us.
And who is us?
Israel.
You see that? So we're not African American, Negroes, colored, and Christians. We are the biblical Israelites. So he was manifest to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Now come on to verse 29.
Verse 29. The next day, John sees
Yahweh the Son
coming unto him and says, behold, the Lamb of Yahweh, which taketh away the sin of the world.
Because we take away what?
The sin of the world.
We still sinning. So what sin he don't take care of the world? Because we still sin, ain't we? So you done a poor job on that. Say, ain't we still fornicating? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And we still lying on our neighbors?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And we still backbiting, murmuring, and complaining? So we still doing that. So what sin have he came to remove? You see that sin right here? Now, he kind of moved away sin, but what sin? That we can read. Verse 36.
And looking upon Yahweh as he walked, he said, behold the Lamb of Yahweh.
So he's the Lamb of Yahweh that come and take away sins of the world. Of who were? Who were, Brother Johnson, that we can read in 45:17. Who were? We already found out he's coming to take over Israel, right? So now we go on to 45:17 and find out what world he come to remove sin from. 45:17 of Isaiah. What world? The whole world or what world? So when you read John 3:16, you take them right to 45:17, and then you find out what word did he love. Okay? You want to cut down your backbiting friends? Maybe you got to make some freeloaders. You put some book on them. They'll find somewhere else to go. 45:17.
45:17
reads. What it reads?
For Israel.
Yes.
Shall be saved.
Who going to be saved?
Israel.
Go ahead.
And Yahweh.
You'll be saving who?
Yahweh.
Go ahead and read.
With an everlasting salvation.
Forever. Uh-huh.
You shall not be ashamed.
You shall not be ashamed.
Nor confounded.
Nor confounded.
World without end.
So who world got no end?
Israel.
No, come on. You holler at Yahweh. Everybody holler. You got to get them on the court there, bro.
Israel.
So now you've been a parakeet, man. See how you doing being a parakeet. See? You've been a parakeet right now. You heard them. And they would have said nothing. You said Israel. And you said Yahweh, right? But now the world he came to save is the world of who?
Israel.
How you know that? Because what? But you see now why it's so important to come in with big ears and little mouth?
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, so now I'm going to go and read. Now, let's see what we're going to raise the level up of understanding. With that understanding, let's go to John 3:16. So we know that now already, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is where they're going, John 3:16. Now, let's read John 3:16 there. Sister Jones,
okay.
Let's read it where you see it, and then let me see how you'll tighten that up. With the understanding you got right now, let's read John
3:16. Read it the way I see it.
Yeah, we'll tighten it up. But now, because now you're in a Bible study class. Now, you get ready to read 3:16 according to what you have to work with when you say, they're going to take you there and let you know this is about everybody. Now, you're going to read the same verse, but what you're going to do when you read it to get their attention. Let's read it. 3:16.
For Yahweh the Father so loved the world that he gave, for Yahweh the Father so loved the Israel.
Now, read what you see. Read what you see.
For Yahweh the Father so loved the world
yeah.
that he gave his only begotten Son.
Yeah.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
Yeah.
But have everlasting life.
So if you believe on him, the world will have what?
Everlasting.
So they use that 3:16. So what world are they talking about? Now at the end of the world you put in who world? See, now at the end of your conversation you put in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Now read again at the end of your conversation, put in the whole congregation of the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch what happens when you do this. Now read the same verse just where you see it, but when you get through reading that whole verse, put in the whole congregation of the children of Israel. Now watch what happens when you read like that.
For Yahweh the Father so loved the world.
Yes.
That he gave his only begotten Son.
Yes.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
Right.
But have everlasting life.
Go ahead.
And this world was the children of Israel, a world without end.
So,
now taking an Isaiah.
No. When you read, you got to read with no bumps and scumps in it.
Okay.
Start over again, and at the end of the world, put in, since it's the word world, then you put in the whole congregation of the children of Israel. Make a note of it first. Don't try to memorize. So when you get to the word world, then put in all of the congregation of the children of Israel, then give me a verse to prove that. Now, we're going to give you a verse to prove that, but you got to put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you get to the word world, then put in all of the congregation of the children of Israel. Then we go on and get a verse to tighten that up. And you could arouse their attention. But read the word world. Then after the word world, put in the whole congregation of children of Israel,
okay.
Then finish off the rest of it. Now let's see what happens.
For Yahweh the Father so loved the world.
Yes.
The whole congregation of Israel.
Whole congregation of the children of Israel.
There you go.
That's what I said. Write it down. Mm-hmm. The whole congregation of the children of Israel.
Yahweh the Father so loved the world, the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Now, that's big talk. Now, you got everybody catching behind that.
Because
now you got him now, what we read in 131, and I know him not, but that he shall be made manifest to who?
Israel.
You see that? So now you got everybody attention now because John 3:16 is the world's strength.
Mm-hmm.
See? But now you are put in the world is the whole congregation of the children of Israel. And whosoever of the congregation of the children of Israel gonna have an everlasting life. So how much friends do you have when you read it right there?
No.
How much friends do you think you have behind that? Now, who take a shot at the AB if exactly like that. I want to get a second witness on that verse. Then we go on to prove that what OB said there is all of the congregation of the children of Israel. We go on and prove it after you read it behind world. Mm-hmm. Then we go on and prove it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just talk that talk. You got to walk the walk. Then you got to prove it. Now read again. Yeah, read as if when you get the world, put in all of the congregation of the children of Israel, then finish up the verse. With no bumping in, no bumbling all around, just read like a storm machine. Straight on out. Let's see, can you do it straight on out?
Mm-hmm. For Yahweh the Father, so loved the Lord, the whole congregation of Israel.
Of the children of Israel. Don't try to remember it. That's why I said write it now.
I did.
You left out something.
Okay.
You left out the children.
Okay.
So that's why if you write it down and look at your writing, you'd be able to read it exactly what we're talking about. And we're reading the whole congregation of the children of Israel. That's what I want to hear. That means there will not be left behind if they come on and tighten up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point we make.
That's right.
Won't none be left behind because he's talking about all of them, but they got to come on and find out what they got to do.
Mm-hmm.
See?
John 3:16.
Yes.
For Yahweh the Father, so loved
yes.
Only begotten Son, Yahweh the Son, that whosoever believes in him, Yahweh the Father, should not perish, but have everlasting life.
But they said whosoever. So now they're just jumping out, Abel. They said whosoever.
Uh-huh.
That means in it all. Hey, what's wrong with you? That means in it all. Now what you going to do with that?
Mm-hmm.
They said whosoever. And brother, sister, what that mean, whosoever?
Mm-hmm.
See that? Now what you gonna do with that?
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna tell you, well, you see that? Hey, Abel, but say your name is Abel, huh? They said whosoever. Now what that mean? Everybody in class gonna throw a laugh at you. It is whosoever.
Mm-hmm.
Now what you gonna do with that? See that?
Right.
That's why I say, now what you gonna do with whosoever? What you gonna do with whosoever? You know what you're going to do, Sarah? I'm going to tell you what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Acts chapter 2. We're going to tell you what you're going to do with whosoever. Now, we're going to, come on, help me out, Sister Jay. We're going to find out who's the whosoever. See? That's what you're going to do. When they say whosoever, you say, okay, I'll let you have that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to Acts chapter 2 and find out who's the whosoever. That's all we're going to do. We're just going to take it in front of all our classroom students. To Acts chapter 2 and find out who is the whosoever.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're going to do. See? Then we come right back and beat them up some more. And find out whosoever by reading Acts 2:21.
Oh, yeah, what?
Acts chapter 2, verse
21. Yes, ma'am.
And it shall come to pass.
And it shall come to pass.
That whosoever.
That the word is, what the word is again?
Whosoever.
Yeah.
Shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved.
So how you get saved?
By calling the name of
Yahweh. Yeah, excellent, Sister Jay. Now give me one line, 22. Now who are you talking to?
Verse 22. Ye men of Israel, hear these words.
What? Say it read again.
Ye men of Israel, hear these words.
So who's the whosoever? Ye men of Israel, hear these words. So who's the whosoever he's talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the whosoever he's talking about in John 3:16? The whosoever is who?
Israel.
The ye men of Israel, hear these words. Ye men of Israel. Remember, let the Bible do the talk. Talk after the verse. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. So the whosoever in John 3:16 is verse 22. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Y'all got it? So the John 3:16, or whosoever, is ye men of Israel, hear these words. Y'all got it? So when they tell you whosoever me in and all, you take them right here and find out the whosoever in 21 is ye men of Israel, hear these words. Y'all got it?
Mm-hmm.
Who all don't have it? Now this is time for your yay, yay, and your nay, nay.
Yay.
Yay, yay, or nay, nay? Brother Johnson?
You got it, Brother John?
So who the whosoever is that we can read, Brother John?
It's right here.
Where is it at?
Acts 22.
What?
Where is it at?
Acts 22.
Huh?
Yeah, where is it at? Where is
Acts
the whosoever at?
Acts 2 and
22. Huh? Go ahead and read it. Let me hear you read it.
Acts 2 and 22 read, "Ye men of Israel."
But I don't see the word whosoever at. Where whosoever at? Then verse 21, Brother
Johnson.
So the whosoever is in verse 21. So you want that word, whosoever on the table, and where would I find that word at? In what verse?
21.
21. So the whosoever, now I read verse 22. Who's the whosoever in verse 22?
Israel.
What?
These words.
Nah, you got to bring it out like a manly voice. You can't be talking like you stuffed up.
Ye men of Israel.
Yeah.
Hear these words.
Excellent.
Yahweh.
That's good enough. That's good enough. That's it. That's all you. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
So that Jar 3:16 is for what people?
Israel.
You men of Israel. Hear these words. So that's when they read John. So that's why when you read John 3:16,
mm-hmm.
it applies to these people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sister Jake, we're going to 2:32
mm-hmm.
of the book of Joel. Listen to what he says. Joel 2:32.
Mm-hmm.
That's our brother T. Israel.
Brother Joel.
2:32, you make notes of it. Because sooner or later, you're going to come to class, and you're going to bring great reports about how I went into a lion's den. I mean, tuck them down just by reading the Bible. On every point they bring to the table, they love to throw 3:16 on you. John 3:16 is for you men of Israel. Now, I'm going to give you a precept to bag it up with in 17 verse 9. And verse 17, that's John. St. John 17, verse 9 and 17. I'm going to give you a precept to even tighten it up some more. St. John 17, verse number 9 and 17.
Not yet.
Verse 9 and 17. Let's see what it says. Yes, ma'am.
Everybody there?
Yeah, we're good. Hello.
And now you see why you have to be in company of those of like in, because it's the deal. You can go back and forth with this right here, and every week you be stronger in this, in understanding and turning your Bible. But if you put the thing down until next week, you'll be in the same place you were the last time we seen you. That's why you got to get a trial run all the time. That's why your company got to be right to bounce off the trial run. You don't get no trial run, you'll be at the same point. But if you get a trial run with somebody, then you all of a sudden be stronger. Then we won't know, hey, bring us some hope. Bring us something else. I got that.
Mm-hmm.
What's next? So we started digressing, we started moving forward. That's when you company right, because Yahweh is going to kick in and give it to you without measure. St. John 17, verse 9 and 17, Sister Jones, bring it.
St. John chapter 17, verse 9 and 17, read.
What do you read?
I pray for them. I pray not for the world.
See, I don't pray for the world.
But for them which thou hast given me.
Now, and who did Yahweh the Father give to him? Who did Yahweh the Father give to them? Back to 15:24 A.B. of St. John. So he all one Yahweh the Son is praying for them that the Father gave to him, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who did he say when he came on the face of who he came from in 15:24 A.B. of St.
John. Chapter 15, verse 24.
Yeah.
If I had not...
No, back to Matthew.
Oh,
Matthew 15:24. Yeah, 15:24. 15:24. Mm-hmm.
Verse 24.
What it reads?
But he answered.
But he answered. So now y'all see that ain't nobody graduate from this class. Maybe they plucked up spirit just get on down the road. You ain't graduate from none of this. Go, huh? So you let the plucked up spirit get in the way of it because it's so much it's left on the table that you didn't get. See? But that's why we see anybody that's once in a class, whatever else, all they're going to do is be a murmur, backbite, complain, their eyes all over the place. Yeah. But they ain't got nothing, they got nothing fluid going because you don't walk away from the source. You can't do that. You got to follow the man, rules and regulations.
That's right.
See? You follow that, you see it, and you have a different spirit on you.
Uh-huh.
Then every time you see your spirit, you put on one of them, but they call them heads that turn all around on you, the dummy heads that twist all around and go in another direction. But a mannequin. You have a mannequin neck. What we read? Is it there?
Matthew 15:24.
You got it?
Yes, she's
there. Okay. Matthew chapter 15, verse 24.
Listen good.
But he answered and said,
what?
I am not sent but unto the lost sheep.
So who is he sent to? So when you read John 3:16, something wrong, ain't it?
Yeah.
You're calling him a liar. Yeah, unless you're going to put in the whole congregation of the children of Israel. Now, you sure don't mess everybody up now because if he came out of his mouth who he was sent to, and who gave him the order to make that statement anyway? Then we can read. Let's go to the story. I said, John, let's go to the 49th chapter of Isaiah, where that comes from.
Right.
Now, we're going to Isaiah 49 and find out where that statement comes from. So he pulled the verse. He was only sent to. He was sent. That means somebody greater than him sent him somewhere. And who was greater than him that we can read that sent him to the lost sheep of the family of Israel? Who is greater than him that sent him? You got to go back to the seal said in the 49th chapter. And we'll pick it up at verse number 4. Because he got frustrated. Sometimes you get frustrated with this because you want to know where the progress is. You got to go back and read that the frustration if he happened even to him in 49 verse 4 and read exactly what he said. Leave the word there and we'll find out in verse 5, and verse 7, exactly what he's talking about. Who he called and what. And he interpreted himself. But we got to first hear to go in and tighten it up. That this is talking about a specific people, but you got to read the word like it is because this is their strength. You got to know how to go into their lines then and tear their lines up with the word they spread. Go on to 49th chapter and pick it up verse number 4. Pour down to verse number 7. Read the way you see it, Jessica Jones. And we're going to tighten this thing up.
Okay, read how I see it.
Right.
Isaiah chapter 49, verse 4 through 7.
Right.
And it reads, then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for
nothing. Yes, he said, oh, why he's talking to the Father, saying through the mouth of Isaiah, that I'm labor, I'm done this thing for nothing. Go ahead.
And in vain.
In vain.
Yet surely my judgment is with the Yahweh.
And my judgment, but I know my judgment is with Yahweh the Father. Go ahead.
And my work with my Yahweh.
And my work with my Yahweh the Father.
Yeah.
Got what he's
saying. Go ahead.
5.
Verse 5. And now say
the Yahweh.
The Father.
And now say
the
Yahweh the Father that formed me.
Oh, so now say Yahweh. So the
Son
was formed by who?
Yahweh the Father.
Okay. From where?
From the womb.
Yeah, from the womb.
To be his servant.
To be his servant. So Joseph ain't got nothing to do with this.
No.
That's the point we make. Mm-hmm. Joseph ain't got nothing to do with this. He formed Yahweh the Son from the womb of Mary.
That's right.
He did it.
He did.
Not Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
He did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
He did it.
Yeah.
Not Joseph. Because Joseph was such a in shambles, he didn't know what to do with that woman. But he said, I'm going to put away privately. I'm going to put away privately then. Because she stand up here with her belly all out, and I ain't touched her yet.
That's right.
So he didn't know what to do, because he know if your belly out and you ain't got no husband, then somebody got to die.
That's right.
So he said, look, I'm going to put away privately.
That's right.
So he know it was no night that he done nothing in the middle of the night.
That's right.
So he would have been all in the shambles.
Uh-huh.
See, that's bad teaching, but that's another lesson. But go ahead and read.
To bring Israel again.
No, read where you see it.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna put the dramatic in. I'm gonna put the dramatic in.
Okay. And now said the Yahuwah that formed me from. Now said the Yahuwah the Father that formed me from the womb.
Yeah.
To be his servant.
Yeah.
To bring Jacob again to him.
See, so why was Yahuwah the Son born to do what?
To bring
Jacob again, and Jacob's name was changed to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So now you see why what he was formed to do.
That's
so
right.
When he came in the body, said, I'm only sent to the law of family and nation of Israel. There it is.
Yeah.
He was formed from the womb to take care of to come down and get Israel back on point. Y'all see that?
That's right.
Yeah. So how you get Christian or any other nation out of that?
Mm-hmm.
He's telling you exactly why I was formed to, and what I got to do. Is that what we read?
That's
what is it read?
So Israel be not gathered.
No, they ain't got it because you know why? At this time, they're getting ready, or the northern kingdom get ready to get all exploded all directions. So he's speaking prophecy. They all scattered everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So now, they scattered when he came on the face of the earth. Northern kingdom was scattered.
Mm-hmm.
Southern kingdom was, Roman was running things. Everybody was in bad shape.
Yeah. He's
telling Isaiah exactly what he's going to do in about 700 B.C., about exactly what he's going to do in about 1,300 years.
Mm-hmm.
700 B.C., that's when he was telling him that.
Mm-hmm.
See? Go ahead. So you got about 700 years ago for the turn of, for his time to come. So this is all prophecy in advance. Go ahead and read.
Yet shall I be honored in the eyes of the Yahuwah.
So I'm going to be honored in the eyes of my father, Yahuwah. Go ahead.
And my Yahuwah shall be my strength.
And my father will be my strength.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so the father let him bump his gum real good, and then he's going to tell him something. Like this.
He
let you talk, now he better respond to you with an answer. In verse 6.
And he said.
What?
It is a light thing.
Mm-hmm.
That thou shouldest be my servant.
Mm-hmm.
To raise up the tribe of Jacob.
Yeah, polluted for Israel. So that's a light thing for you to raise up the tribe of Jacob. Good for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll put it up the ante on you. What did he say?
And to restore the preserved of Israel.
To restore the reserve of Israel.
Yeah.
Right?
I will also give you for a light to the nation.
Now, what word is that?
Gentile.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That thou mayest be my salvation unto the end.
And now that's what it is. Now it wasn't matter where, but it fall off right there. Now, the Gentiles mean the white man and the white woman. You hear when they bring them in right there? So now they're going to bring the white man and the white woman and all the rest of the basically in right there. We all Gentiles. If you're not Israel, you're Gentiles. See, now they've got to get it. Now what y'all going to do with that? Now they got to get it. See, that brother, look, brother. Okay, we know we're not Israel, but we are the Gentile, and now the light is coming to us Gentile.
That's right.
See, now what you going to do? See that?
Uh-huh.
See, now we stuck again. Now, what Gentiles, see? So you see why it's so important, Brother Johnson, that big head, little mouth?
Uh-huh.
Because you know what they're going to say is Gentile means all the people that's not Israel.
Yeah.
But is that Gentile what they're talking about? That we can read? I know I hear notes and all that, but I ain't hearing nobody to call the verse out. I ain't hearing about that. I got something. Okay, what I can read. What is going on we can read? Acts 13:42. Let's go and see what she got. We're going to Acts 13:42. Let's go see. Will that take care of that? Okay, we're going to Acts 13:42. Call the name out for it to be read. Now you said now you got some, right?
Yeah.
You call Acts What? 13:42. And that's going to tell us, that's going to tell us who the Gentiles is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now watch. We're going there now. We're going at, where we going? 13:42.
Yeah.
Okay, let's we're going to hear you break this down. You call a name or you read it yourself. Okay. Read
in
exactly what,
chapter 13.
But read it exactly the way she got it now, but she's going to break it down. Not you.
Acts 13, what, first, pick up verse 42?
Yeah, let her break it down now.
42 to 47.
She's
Acts chapter 13, verse 42 to 47.
Read where you see it.
And when the Jews were going out of the synagogue, temple,
yeah,
the Gentiles besought that these words might be taught to them the next Sabbath.
Okay. You got anything to say on that? Keep reading, huh? What you got? You got something to say on that?
Me?
No, I ain't talking to you.
Okay.
I'm talking to one that make the statement.
Okay.
I got something. Okay, but take the break, 42 now.
And when the Jews,
okay,
were gone out of the synagogue,
yeah,
the temple,
yeah,
the Gentiles polluted for the northern.
So what can I read to that? What can I read to that? Yeah, what can I read to that? Gentiles is the northern king. What can I read to that? Huh? What can I read to that? You jumped out there.
Yeah.
Now what can I read to that? What? What'd you say?
I don't know.
Well, see, that's the mean by not don't jump that fast. That means jump that fast unless you prepared, unless you cocked and ready to go.
Oh, okay. So you want me to...
No, I want you to be cocked and ready to go. If you jump out there, be cocked and ready to go.
Every word.
You got to be cocked and ready to go. You stepped in and said, I got something. Okay. You find out you don't have nothing. No, that's not it. So let's go back to that verse again. Let's go back again to 49. Because then we got to first get it down pat. When we jump in there, we got to be ready to go like a storm machine. Let's come back and read that verse again. Who was reading that 49 verse 6?
I was.
Read it again. That's the way you see it.
And he said.
What did he say?
It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant.
Yeah.
To raise up the tribes of Jacob polluted for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And to restore the preserve.
Suppose they say, wait a minute, where did you get that from polluted for Jacob polluted for Israel? What would you go that we can read to seal that deal and get back to what you own? Now, don't make a statement unless you know you can get to it. Unless you cocked and ready. Don't say anything unless you cocked and ready. When I ask a question, you got to be cocked and ready before you respond.
Okay.
So if you're not cocked and ready, let me go. Let's go 32:28 of Genesis. Yeah. Let's go to Genesis 32:28. This is what you do. You run over to Genesis 32:28. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what you do. See, this is how you be cocked and rigged. So they asked the question, said, wait a minute now. They said, wait a minute, how you doing calling Jacob Israel? The bull said, hold that point. 32:28, Genesis. Now your class is listening to me. Because you got a rebel rouser in class, so now you got to silence them off, but smooth. 32:28 of Genesis, bring it.
And he said,
what did he say?
Thy name shall be called no more Jacob.
Yes.
But Israel.
Yes.
As for a prince hast thou power with Yahweh.
For as a, now what do Israel mean?
A prince.
And you're a prince of Israel that makes you what, Kiri?
You have thou power with Yahweh and with man
and
has prevailed.
So that's why you want to use your name Israel, because then your father hear you now. Because you got power with him and with who? And with man, because you have your what?
Prevail.
Because you have prevail.
Right.
You see that? So that's why you put the name Israel in there. Because Israel activates the power on heaven. Because when you know, when your son or daughter in the crib, you might hear a lot of babies crying, but you can recognize your baby crying.
Yeah.
And you will stop what you're doing and go see what your baby wants. Yeah. Is that right?
Yes,
right. That's the same thing Yahweh saying. That one of my sons and daughters calling me. Huh? I got to go see what they want. Y'all understand that?
Yeah.
So that's how important by using the name Israel, the last year name, Brother Johnson, because then your father said, that's one of my sons and my daughters want to get in contact with me. They must be in trouble. Huh?
Gentile.
Well, hold on. I'm glad you got it. Hold on, Brother Kyle. I want the class to make sure they got it. We know you got it. Brother T got it. We know that. But we want to make sure Brother Johnson got it. That's what we want to
make.
Now we find out now that when we put the word Jacob polluted for Israel, because we read what verse again?
Yes,
Now, what did we read to just get that answer?
Genesis 32:28.
That's what we read now.
Yeah.
Now, give him a precept on that by going to 35.
Yeah.
Now, give him a precept on it. Give him another. See, now you just take the arm all the way out. Go to 35, verse 9.
Yeah.
9 and 10.
35.
Verse 9 and 10. Now, come on. Now read the way you see it, because it's going to explain itself. They're going to explain itself there, Sister Jones. Now you're going to put a precept on that 32:28. You're going to go to 35:9-10 and really just get everybody's attention and make your students feel very happy at you.
Genesis chapter 35, verse 9 and 10.
What it say?
And Yahweh appeared unto Jacob again. When he came out of Padan-Aram. And he blessed him.
What?
And Yahweh said unto him,
what he say?
Thy name is Jacob.
He said, your name is Jacob.
Thy name shall not be called anymore Jacob.
And your name is not to be called anymore Jacob. Go ahead.
But Israel shall be thy name.
And Israel shall be thy name. So from that point on, you don't use the name Jacob, Yahweh, none of that no more. Right?
Hallelujah.
When you see that name, it means what?
Israel.
Who said don't use the name Jacob no more?
Yahweh.
So Yahweh said that. So the name Jacob, so we hollering, brother, how about the house of Jacob and all that? Well, how are you the house of Jacob? He said that name is deceit. Not to use it no more. That let you know the wrong spirit puts in your group.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got a lot of brothers hollering, hey, look old Jake over there talking. Look at old Jake.
That's right.
Well, he said, don't use the name no more.
See that?
But look what happened, Sister Jay, in 17:34, by the book of 2 Kings. Look what happened. What happened that we can read in 17:34.
That's right.
What can we read that, Sister Jay? 17, read the way you see it.
That's right.
17:34 of 2 Kings.
2 Kings chapter 17, verse 34.
Hold on, let's see that. 2 Kings right there, page 1.
17:34. Sister Jake, let's see what's going on here. 17:34. What's going on? Nobody can read that, Sister Jake. A little bit louder.
On to this day.
On to this day.
They be after.
And they do the same thing as the former man.
They fear not Yahweh.
They don't fear who?
Yahweh.
Go ahead and read.
Neither do they after their statutes.
You're right. So why you don't follow nothing Yahweh got on the table?
Well, after their ordinance.
Nothing he got on the table, you fear and do it. Go ahead.
Well, after the true instructions with Yahweh. The children of Israel.
No. You
the children of Israel.
Say what? Start again. What do you say?
All over. Yes.
No stumbling bumbling. Just straight good read. Good read.
Unto this day.
Yes.
They do after the former manner.
Yes.
They fear not Yahweh.
Okay.
Neither do they after their statutes.
Right.
Or after their ordinance.
Right.
After the two instructions with Yahweh commanded the children of Israel, whom he named Israel.
What? What did he say? What did he say? Read what he said. What did he say after the day? At the bottom.
Commanded the children.
I read out the way you see it.
Of Jacob, whom he named Israel.
There you go.
Read, now read again with understanding. Read again.
Until this day.
You hear it, Brother Johnson? Until this day.
Right.
Yeah. They feared not Yahweh.
You don't fear no Yahweh.
Neither do they
after
their statutes.
I fear
Yahweh. Well, then you be yay, yay, and nay, nay, if you did.
Yay, nay, nay.
If you did, that's what you did.
You say ain't fear nothing.
After the two instructions with Yahweh commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel. Oh, so the children of Jacob was named Israel by who?
Yahweh.
Oh, so Yahweh is the one named you. So why you don't want to use your name at the end of your name, Israel? Yahweh the one gave you that name. Mm-hmm. That name didn't come from nobody's planet. That name came from above. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's so important for you to put that name at the end of your name. You ain't got to have no permission because Yahweh already did it for you.
That's right.
Right? Israel.
Israel.
So you want to make sure your father is in all, and the son is in all your conversations. Mm-hmm. By at all where you keep in here, you got to make sure you tell people what your name is. Mm-hmm. We know we got your government checks. Okay, fine. Keep doing that. But when you introduce yourself, you introduce yourself by putting the name Israel at the end of your name and watch their eyes pop. Huh? I'm Israel. Well, we're folks in the land. Well, come, one day you come bite me over a Bible study, cut it, and I break that down for you. Who in the land? But I'm Israel. See? So be clear about that. I'm Israel. Now, where we at now? So now we're going back again and find out again. You say it's a life thing, but restore of Israel also will make you a light to the Gentiles that you might be my servant, I mean salvation until the end of the world. Now, so now he going to make him a light to the Gentiles. So the answer was in verse 42. But it was in that 13:42, but you got to know how to bring it out. But you can't bring it out until you stop off at Matthew chapter 4, AJFC. You both first stop at Matthew chapter 4 and get a name.
Yeah.
Let's go to Matthew chapter 4, AJFC. This way you both went first and get you a name. Mm-hmm. Then you can go over to 13 chapter. But your first stop should have been over here in Matthew chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get a name on who we calling the Gentiles that he's going to be a light to. So now we're going to read it exactly what was going on and what the tide itself is. So now this week we'll go with the first. Then everything else will be added, will be cakewalk. Matthew chapter 4, and we'll pick it around by verse number 12. And we'll read down to exactly, remember, he's supposed to be a light to the Gentiles. Right, Abel? Mm-hmm. Now we're going to get the number one answer. Mm-hmm. Then we in good point. Let's go to Matthew 4, and we'll pick it up around by verse number 12. 12 down to around by verse 17. He's going to tell you, he's going to tell us some good stuff. Yes, ma'am. Let's see what it said there, Abel. Galilee. What do you mean you went to Galilee? What's going on there? Let's back up to Matthew chapter 2. And we're going to find out what he's talking about. What is this Galilee that he's going to? We're going to Matthew chapter 2. And we're going to pick it around by verse number. Let's see what we want. Pick it around by verse 21. Let's find out what is Galilee. We're going to look for Galilee. Look at verse 21 to 23. 21 down to verse 23. We're going to Matthew 2, 21 down to verse 23.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 21 down to verse 23.
And came into the land of Israel.
Go ahead, read. 22.
What?
But when he heard that did reign in Yahda Judah, in the womb of his father, Terah. He was afraid to go thither.
Go ahead.
Notwithstanding being warned of Yahweh in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee.
Father, what?
Galilee.
Go ahead, read.
Verse 23.
What?
And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the seer. He shall be called a Nazarene.
Okay, now Galilee is where in the part of verse 21, the last line of 21?
Israel.
Is the land of Israel. So that Galilee you're talking about as well
is
in the land of Israel. It's otherwise in a part of Israel. Is that what we're reading?
Mm-hmm.
That what we're reading? Huh? So now we're clear about the Galilee that is in a part of Israel. Right? So now we find out clearly that Galilee is where?
In the land of Israel.
It's in the land of Israel. You got that, Abel? So now let's go back, Abel. Now we're talking about the land of Israel. That grandbaby. That's where I'll be with you. Go ahead.
Matthew.
So now we can put the land of Israel in Galilee. So now we'll take the work with now. Because you can throw Galilee in there, you might be talking about Galilee or more. So that's why I'm saying we got to take nothing for granted and paint these pictures now. So we clear Galilee is in a part of the land of Israel, right? Good. What happened next? Come on. What happened next? Well, yeah.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 12. Now
back to Matthew chapter 4.
Remember, we're going to take care of that 49 verse 6. So we're taking care of it now. If I lose the train of thought, we're going to take care of that 49 verse 6. Remember?
Right.
He's going to be a light to the Gentiles.
That's right.
And we won't know what Gentiles he's going to be a light to. That's why we're going and find out exactly what's going on, who the Gentiles is. Then they're going. Y'all probably be with you there.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 12.
Right.
Now, when Yahweh the Son had heard that John was cast into prison,
yes,
he departed into Galilee, the land of Israel.
Yeah. Huh?
Verse 13.
That sounds good. So you got an idea if they ask you, what do you mean by that? So you got it, right? Go ahead. Galilee is the land of Israel. It's in the land of Israel. Right, go ahead.
Verse 13.
What did it say?
And leaving Nazareth. He came and dwelt in Capernaum.
Yeah.
Which is upon the sea coast.
Well, the sea coast of the what? Of the land of Israel in Galilee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And, yeah.
Right.
In the borders of Zabulon.
Now, it was some boundaries given to on the coast, the coast sea, the border, or sea coast, or what?
Babylon.
Or who?
Babylon.
And?
Babylon.
Now, who is he that we can read? Well, now, what we found out, who's Babylon and Naphtali? Who is this? Who is this that we can read? Yeah? Mm-hmm. So now we got, now, let me talk, no, need no talk. We need to know, I got a scripture to back it up. And how you get a scripture? You go on to Exodus chapter 1:1.
Yeah.
Until we find the name we're looking for. This is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Exodus chapter 1:1,
right.
And you get a name on name you're looking for. We're going to Exodus chapter 1:1 and pick up Sister Jones until we get a name we're looking for. The name we're looking for is, we're looking for Zebulun and Naphtali. Is that what we're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to Exodus chapter 1, and we're going to read down and find out what's going on with the birth certificate of Naphtali and Zebulun. We're going to know their birth certificate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how we gonna find out? By going to Exodus 1:1 by Sister Jones and read down till we get the names that we're looking for.
That's right.
And we're looking for Naphtali and Zebulun. And after we get them two names, we're through with that, and then we're gonna ask the question, who is these guys again?
Exodus chapter 1:1.
Good.
Now these are the names of the children of Israel.
These are the names of the children of Israel.
Which came into Egypt, which is a polluted word for Mizraim.
Right.
Every man in his family.
Right.
Came with Israel.
They came with Israel.
Verse 2. Reuben.
Reuben came, that's one.
Simeon.
Simeon came.
Levi.
Levi came.
And Yadah.
Yeah, Yadah came.
Verse 3. Issachar.
Issachar came.
Zebulun.
Wait a minute. What name is that?
Zebulun.
Who is Zebulun's daddy? Oh, Abel. Who is Zebulun's daddy? Abel. Who is Zebulun's daddy? Oh. You don't know? Let's read verse 1 again. And both.
Now these are the names of the children of Israel.
These are the names of children of Israel. So who is Zebulun? Now read Zebulun again. So who is Zebulun? What's the number one answer, Abel? No, number one answer is back to 1:1 of Exodus. The number one answer, we want to read it. Exodus 1:1. Read again for Jones.
Now these are the names of the children of Israel.
These are the names of the children of Israel. These are the names of the children of Israel. Now who is Zebulun? He wanted the children of who?
Israel.
Of Israel. Right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, what's next? Let's come back to 13. And
Benjamin.
No. Come on back. Come on back. Hold your point. Come on back. Abel 4. Got Zebulun and who? Yeah, back to 13. Both 13. Yeah. Now, who is Zebulun's daddy? Okay, Israel, right? And what's the next name? Who is his daddy? Now, I want y'all to be fully in this, because they ask the question. You got to come clean and soundly take care. Don't be rattled.
No.
So the key to it is, who is Zebulun's father?
Israel.
Who is Naphtali's father?
Israel.
Y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
Fully take care of his business. And what we find at that?
Exodus 1:1 and 4.
See that? That's what we find it at, right? Now you got everybody attention. Now good lady, they'll tell you, keep going, baby. You're doing great. See? So now you're working with them. Because the gang says going to try to jump you now. They're going to bring in the Jew and everybody. Ain't no Jew in this thing. See?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now we got that out the way. Now, let's go on to verse 14. 4:14 now, Abel, Phoebe, Matthew 4:14. Right.
That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the seer, saying,
Okay, good. Otherwise, if we read the ninth chapter, we can find out, but we're going to bypass that. We're going to verse 15. Listen good. Now listen good now.
Verse 15.
The land of Zebulun. Zebulun who? No, wait a minute. Zebulun who?
Israel.
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 Go ahead.
And the land of Naphtali.
Naphtali who?
Israel.
Israel.
By the way of the sea.
By the way of the sea. Beyond?
Jordan.
Beyond Jordan?
Galilee.
Galilee.
Of the Gentiles.
So who are they calling Gentiles in 49:6?
Israel.
You see that? So you see who he called in Gentile? So he'll be a light to the Gentile. The light is to the northern kingdom that's called Israel.
Right.
Y'all see that? Now you see what? Now this ain't got nothing to do with white man, white woman.
Yeah.
But they'll beat themselves right in there and say, we all just, this ain't got the Gentile of the Bible. It's talking about northern kingdom. Now keep reading. Now watch it say. Now remember what you read over there in that verse 49:6? Now listen to this.
The people which sat in darkness.
Oh, so what people is sitting in darkness?
Israel.
Now what people, now what is Israel?
Zebulun,
Naphtali, all the northern kingdom of Israel, they sit in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That's right.
So they in darkness today.
Mm-hmm.
99% of them is in the Roman Catholic Church today, ain't they? Right? So what are they sitting there now?
Darkness.
And they're going on Sunday, right? And they're in the Roman Catholic Church. So they sit in darkness today. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it next?
Great light.
They saw what?
Great light.
Now what light did they saw that we can read? Now what light did they saw that they can where we can read? So now the northern kingdom saw a great light. What light did the northern king of Israel see that we can read?
Mm-hmm.
See that? You see what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what light did they see that we can read, starting with Sister Jade and St. John 8, verse 12?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start about this light that we can read. The key to it is they saw a great light. What light did they see that we can read? So when you say, I got something, we want to hear something read. 8 verse 12. Sister J, bring it. St. John chapter 8, verse 12. Bring it.
Now,
call your verse out.
St. John chapter 8, verse 12.
What did it say, Sister J?
Then people
spake. About Brother T. What about T?
John chapter 8, verse 12.
This faith,
Yahweh,
the Son, again
unto them saying,
what
he
said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness.
So you said, we say here,
light up
and he said, if you follow me, you won't be in what?
Darkness.
Now what verse we reading over here in, by A.B. of Dan? He said these people sit in, what? You see, he says, what people is he talking about?
Northern
king. So when you're in darkness, you are what? So when you're in darkness, you are what?
A Gentile.
So you are Gentile when you sit in darkness. When you don't understand Yahweh's word, you are Gentile. You can be Judah. You can be Ephraim. But if you sit in darkness, you are a what?
A Gentile.
That's right.
And now they are found light. What light is that they seen? What light was that again? We just read in 8 verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
What light was that they seen?
Yeah.
Come on, class. No, I ain't asked the teacher to say nothing. I want the class to say something. I want Brother Johnson to open the mouth. Brother Johnson Israel to say something.
If I say something, you're going to
tell me. No, you give me a comeback right now. It ain't going to come back right now.
Remember Matthew.
All I said, I want you to say something. I don't need no comeback. All I want you to be to say something.
John 8:12 read.
What it read?
John 8:12 read.
What?
Then spake Yahweh the Son again unto them saying,
what?
I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness.
No, okay, good. With that understanding back to Abel, but that understanding, so we better tie this in over here in this fourth chapter, exactly who's the light they looking at, right? Come on back, Abel. Now we on some Abel. Now, read that verse again in verse 16 and break that verse down for us in verse 16. Read it again and break it down for us.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 16.
Yes.
The people which sat in darkness.
Now, who are the people that sit in darkness? By going back to verse 15. Who are the people?
Gentiles.
Now, who was the people? We know they're Gentiles, but they're in darkness.
Naphtali.
Oh. Northern kingdom, Naphtali, and Zebulun, right?
Zebulun.
That's the people we're talking about. He's talking about 17 nations. No, it is.
No.
Talking about who? They come out the Israelite northern kingdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So white man, white woman, you both see your way out of this.
Yeah.
You ain't in this. Mm-hmm. See, they go there, but you ain't in this.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't got nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. Chinese, Japanese, Moab, Amma, ain't got nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
See? This is a family affair. Is that what we're reading? So we got to be able to deal with it now. This is a family affair. So see your way up out of this, Moab,
mm-hmm.
Amon,
mm-hmm.
Chinese, Japanese, white man, white woman, clean. See that? Now you might cut your friends down short, huh? Very.
And saw great light.
And what light did they see, Sister A.D.P.? A little bit of love. That's who they sing. Yahuwah the Son.
And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death.
Now who was the them that sit in the region and shadow of death? Who was them? The children of the northern kingdom of Israel, right?
Yes.
They were sitting in a, what were they sitting in? Go ahead.
Light is sprung up.
So we don't turn the light on them, did we? So that's the only thing on tighten the light on them is hearing this word. Verse 17. Now, what's the message for them?
Verse 17. From that time, Yahweh the Son began to teach.
So from that time, now he got the attention, he began to teach, saying what?
And say.
What?
Repent.
What are you telling me to do?
Repent.
The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, what is he talking about, Brother Johnson? The kingdom of heaven, what are you talking about? What is he talking about that we can read? What kingdom of heaven is he talking about? Christianity is going to tell us one thing, but what kingdom of heaven is he talking about, Brother Johnson, Israel? What kingdom of heaven are we talking about? The one that's written in Acts chapter 1, verse 6. What it says in Acts chapter 1, verse 6.
Acts chapter 1, verse 6.
Mm-hmm. And read with the Spirit. Read with the Spirit.
Acts chapter 1, verse 6, read.
Yeah, read with some wiggle to you, bro. Don't read like a silk. Read with some wiggle to it. 1, verse 6.
1, verse 6, read.
What it read?
When?
They
therefore were come together.
Yes.
They asked of him.
They asked of him.
Saying.
What?
Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?
So the kingdom of heaven is not up in the way, is it? It's not. Where is it at? Where is the kingdom of heaven?
Right here on earth.
Right over there in what you call that old piece of phony statement called the Middle East. That's where the kingdom of heaven is at. That's where the kingdom of heaven is at. And on that note, back over to Brother Makai and back to Brother T. Israel. That's enough.
All right. Let's see. Back up. That's all off on this. Darkness. What's that darkness? My previous precept is darkness.
Yeah.
Darkness. Go to Acts 26.
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up at verse 18.
Acts 26, verse 18, read.
Go make granddaddy right.
Their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light,
mm-hmm.
and from the power of Satan unto Yahuwah, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
Okay. So this darkness to open that this precept that acts or that darkness, Acts 26, verse 18. And to turn them to open their eyes to turn them away from darkness to the light. And we go precept in that light. Run another precept down on that light. And so, see, every out here, you know another precept out on this light?
The light. I know John the first chapter about that light.
That's right. 515. You pick that up for me, John chapter 1, verse 5.
Call the name out.
Brother T. Israel. I remember with that one. John chapter 1, verse 5.
Now call the class. Call the teacher.
Yeah, sister, A. Biz. Give me that, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. First John, chapter 1, verse 5.
You're talking about the gospel, or well, I'm just saying that St. John.
You're saying St. John, well, I'm going 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 for that
mm-hmm.
light.
Mm-hmm. Work with it, y'all. Work with it,
Bucky.
Work with it.
Okay.
Work it out.
All right, let me see where you at. You at 1 John chapter 1?
Yeah, for that light.
1 John chapter
1. 1 John 1, 5 through 8. 1
John chapter 1.
First John.
I'm great.
Yeah, that's good enough. Thank you.
Yeah, we there.
I'm all good. Thank you, grandbaby. Thank you. Come on now. Y'all put some pop. Me, y'all put some pop to it.
We there.
Mother's all listening. Mother, let me tell you.
We're in 1 John, chapter 5.
We shall see what y'all working with. The mother's listening.
Yeah, Chris, you there? He there.
This then is the message which we have heard of him, mm-hmm. and declare unto you that Joshua is light,
mm-hmm.
and in him is no darkness at all.
Okay.
Verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him,
uh-huh.
we walk in darkness. We lie and do not the truth. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light,
mm-hmm.
as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another.
the blood of Yahweh, his son, cleanseth us from all sin.
And then we'll get Brother Johnson. We'll give you 1 Peter chapter 2. Give me verse 20 and 21.
1 John chapter 2, verse 6.
Yeah, give me 1 John chapter 2. Give me verse 6. And then Mother D, we get, let me take a peek at that one. Don't give me that one, Sister Jones.
Everybody there?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6 reads, he that said he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked.
Okay. Let's see how, let's, see how he walked. And we go, let's see, let's pick it up, back, Mother D. Give me our First Maccabees. Make sure I keep it going. We'll pick it up at, might be 2 Maccabees.
1 Maccabees 2, 19, 20.
Yeah, you want to...
1 Maccabees, chapter 2.
Yeah, 1 Maccabees.
No, no, yeah, 1 Maccabees, right?
Chapter 2, 19, 20.
Chapter 2, 19, and 20.
Yeah.
1 Maccabees,
chapter 2, verses 19 and 20.
Mm-hmm. Verse 19 and 20. Let's get this walk down packed. They was talking about walking that light. Let's see how this walk got to be. And then you're going to pick it up, Brother Johnson, at 1 Peter.
Yes.
Chapter 2. And give me verse 20 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
What we got over there, Mother?
1 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 19 and 20, verse 19. Uh-huh. Then Matthias answered and spake with a loud voice through all the nations that are under the king's dominion.
Uh-huh.
Obey him and fall away everyone from the religion of their father.
Uh-huh.
And give consent to his command.
So, the Matthew is right here, verse 19. He's saying, he has his faith. He spake with a loud voice. You hear that, Brother John? He spake with a loud voice.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying that, he said all these other nations, they go to them kings and they have dominion, obey him.
Yes.
He said every one of them go fall away into their own, to the king's belief and fall away from their own, from their teachers.
Yes.
He said this is what the king's command is. You know what I'm saying? Pick it up at verse 20. Let's see what Matthew says to Travis, Yada, Judah.
Verse 20. Yea, will I and my sons and my brethren walk in the covenant of our Father.
So he said, we're going to walk. He said, no matter what the king say, no matter what the king do,
right.
We're going to walk in that covenant of our Father.
That's right.
He said, I'll pick it up. And give me verse 21. Add a little more salt to it. Give a little bit more flavor.
Okay, 1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh forbid that we should forsake the Torah instruction and ordinance.
So he says, man, Yahweh forbid that we forsake this Torah instruction. That's our walk, these Torah instructions. What you got over there?
Get in there.
Second John chapter 1, verse 6.
Man, Moses, be up this way. We watching y'all. We watching y'all.
2 John chapter 1, verse 6. You want me to read it or you want me to...
You call somebody else to read it.
You watch it. Sister John. I hear A.B. about that. A.B. said, I got something. I hear A.B. now.
Sister John.
I hear A.B. You got something.
Israel, 2 John chapter 1, verse 6.
I hear A.B. back there. You cocked and loaded, A.B.? 2
John
1,
6. This is love. That we walk after his Torah instruction. This is a commandment that, as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it.
What commandment you got in the beginning that we're supposed to walk in? What do you mean, in the beginning? What can we read? What happened in the beginning that we're supposed to read? Huh? Sister Jay, go to the second chapter of Genesis 1, 2, and 3. This is what they heard in the beginning that you can read. You say you heard it from the beginning now. Beginning of what? Genesis 2, 1, 2, and 3. Come on, that Sister Jay. So this is what you heard in the beginning. This is what you heard in the beginning. They said, you say you already go into the beginning of the Bible and read what we're talking about. So what are you talking about? Genesis 2, 1, 2, and 3. What about that, Sister Jay? What?
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them.
Yes.
Verse 2. And on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day.
Thank
and sanctified it because
that in it he had rested from all his works which Yahweh created and made. That's what you heard in the beginning. That the blessed day is what day? Sabbath day. Look how many they're going to bun. They're going to bust hell wide open. All the Christians, Muslims, all of them going to bust hell wide open because what they in is what that we can read of. Let me see what let me show you what they in on the first day of the week. Let's go to Sister Jones. Let's read what they in and in the book I want 5:7. What I want? Jeremiah, hear me out. I want 5:7 of Jeremiah. Thank you, there, teachers. 5:7. Let me show you what they doing on the first. What they at? And 5:7. What they at, Sister Jones, Israel? What they up? Where they at?
Yeah.
Everybody there, Jeremiah chapter 5:7.
Let me show you what they're doing on Sunday. What they at?
How shall I pardon you for this?
Yeah, how can I pardon you for this?
The children have forsaken me.
You don't forsaken me, children. Don't be Israel.
By them that are not Yahweh.
And you don't swear by things that's not Yahweh. Go ahead, children of Israel.
And I have fed them to the fool.
And I gave you all the words you need to work with.
They then committed adultery.
And then you committed adultery on me, children of Israel.
And assembled themselves by troops.
And you assembled yourself by troops.
In the harlot's house.
In the harlot's church. You all up in the whole houses called churches. They ain't number the whole house. Woo-hoo. Church is a whole house. So when you're going there to them churches, you're going to a whole house. Children of Israel. Sunday, you're going to a whole house. And there it is right there. So your mama and your daddy, y'all are going to the whole house. Every Sunday. Church means the whole house. Which one of them teachers read now? Come on, come on y'all back. Come on back.
We left off there. We just got done picking it up. John, who's just reading it down for you all?
I was reading Sister Jones reading 2 John 1:6.
She finished that out, right?
Yeah, she finished that out.
Huh? 1 John 1.
I read 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. That was the only scripture that I was given by Brother
Mike. Hallelujah. What you got over there, Sister? What you got on what?
1 John chapter 1, verse 5.
What you got some on?
Verse 5.
On what, Sister A.B.?
1 John chapter 1.
I know on
the
what?
Subject.
On the subject.
Oh.
The subject on
the
wall.
The light, on darkness? Yeah. Yeah, we was on light. You got some. All right, what you got?
It says, this then is the message which we have heard of him.
That's where this came from.
Okay. Well, that's the only one you got? Okay, well, hallelujah. Well, we just got done reading about Yahweh the Son is the light. Ain't no darkness in him. Pick it up. We're going to pick it back up on this walk, though. pick it back up on Brother Johnson. Give me that 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 and give me verse, just give me verse 21. Give me 20 and 21.
1 Peter chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20 and 21 read.
Uh-huh. And Sister Jago back, you were with Romans chapter 6, verse 4.
Hallelujah. Pop some Bible.
For even hereunto
uh-huh.
were ye called it. Because
give me yeah. verse 20. Give me verse 20 and
verse
read 20, on down.
Oh, verse 20.
Yeah. Call the scripture out. Chapter.
Okay. 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, verse 20 read.
And
21.
And
21. All right,
give me 20.
20 read. For what glory?
For glory, honor. Uh-huh.
Is it.
Mm-hmm.
If when ye be buffeted. Buffeted for your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Ye shall take it patiently.
Uh-huh.
But if, when ye do well,
mm-hmm.
and suffer for it,
mm-hmm. suffer for it uh-huh.
ye take it patiently.
Take it patiently. Take your suffering patiently.
This
uh-huh.
is acceptable with Yahuwah.
So it's acceptable Yahuwah to take your punishment, your suffering patiently, right? Let me see can I pull something out about that suffering patiently. I want to touch something about what do you mean by this? Let me see if I can pull something out in the book of Hebrew. You hold your place, Brother Johnson. Let me see can I run this down.
What
are you
going to
say? Let me get, huh? He was just reading in the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20. He just finished up verse 20. He's going to go back and pick it up at 21. Let's pick it up. Sister Jones, give me the book of Hebrews, polluted word Hebrews, and give me chapter 12, and give me that verse 7, verse 8, and verse 9. So you got to take your suffering patiently, right? And it's pleasing to Yahuwah, right? Let's get an understanding about what Yahuwah has to say in the book of, out of the mouth of Paul, in the book of Hebrews, polluted word for the book of Hebrews. Chapter 12, give me verse 7, 8, and 9.
The book of Hebrews, which is a polluted word for Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 7, 8, and 9.
You read.
If you endure chastening, Yahuwah dealing with you as with sons.
Mm-hmm.
For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not?
Uh-huh.
Verse 8. But if you be without chastisement,
uh-huh.
whereof are all partakers, then you are bastards and not sons.
Okay, you stop right there. That's what I wanted. So if you can endure chastening and chastisement from Yahuwah, you know, he say you sons of Yahuwah and daughters of Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean you're gonna take some suffering, you're gonna go through some trials.
Yeah.
But if you can't endure this, then what a bastard is he saying in verse 8?
Without chastisement.
Mm-hmm. He read.
Wherefore all are partakers.
Uh-huh.
Then you are bastards and not sons.
So you bastards and not sons. And daughters, if you can't endure chastisement from Yahuwah, you can't go through a little suffering for Yahuwah, then you're a bastard in that. You know, pick that back up at verse, come back, Brother Johnson. Hold your place back at 1 Peter. Okay, you going to 21.
Peter.
Uh-huh. 1 Peter chapter, 2.
Chapter 2, verse 21 reads.
What it reads. 1 Peter chapter 2. Give me verse
21.
Uh-huh. We're talking about that walk now.
Okay.
How your walk got to be.
For even.
Hereunto.
Were ye called.
You were called, uh-huh.
Because Yahuwah the Son.
Uh-huh. What did he do?
Also suffered.
He suffered.
For us.
Uh-huh.
Leaving us an example.
Mm-hmm.
That ye should follow his steps.
That's right. So Yahweh the Son, that's us an example on this earth. That he suffered for us. But it's not he left us, and then we should follow his steps, right? Now, Sister Jay, you holding something over there for me?
Yes, Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as...
Oh, you at Romans?
We at the book of Romans. Hold on, Sister Jay, we got to go get this brother catch up with speed. Yeah, Romans chapter 6, verse 4.
Go ahead.
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death.
Mm-hmm.
That like as...
Like as Yahweh
the Son was raised up from the dead.
Uh-huh.
By the...
The greatness
of the Father.
Uh-huh.
Even so, we also should walk in newness of life.
Oh, hallelujah. Wow. So that newness of life that we should be walking in is Yahweh the Son. So there go our walk right there.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to know how to walk. We know we got someone to follow.
Yeah, we are walking what? Newness of life. Oh, boy, it's precept time on that, boy.
Yeah, we go
noon of life. Let me hear these teachers get busy on that.
We go precept this noon.
Let me see this. Bible study class, bottom part of the Saturday. These young tiger teachers get ready to do some precept on the newness of life. Come on, newness of life. And Mother D of Israel, we all is.
Let me see. Let me pull it out.
Let's get some teaching going on up in here.
Anybody
else? Romans 5:17.
Is that Romans 5:17?
Yeah, put it.
No, that's not it. When you said the other one was Corinthians?
Yeah. Not Romans 5:17.
Yeah, I meant Romans 5:17. No, I don't get that.
Let me see what we got going on.
Is it Corinthians? It's Corinthians.
Hey, most of Israel, we watching y'all now.
All right,
next generation.
Any man, say it again.
Therefore, if any man be in Yahweh the Son.
Any man be in Yahweh the Son.
He's a new creature. That's the one I'm looking for. You might pull me out of that one.
Man,
Bible study class.
No. Bible study class.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, let's see if anybody go to second. Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Let's see what anybody go there besides Mother D of Israel. We watching. Let's see what anybody go over there in that second. Put it out there, Bud Johnson. Second
Corinthians 5:17.
Yeah. They'll ask the question, who we talking to that we can read. We can put you on the spot, Mother D of Israel. Help me put them on the spot, Mother D of Israel. Put him on the spot.
2 Corinthians 5:17 reads.
What it reads. What it reads.
It reads. Therefore.
Therefore.
If any man be in Yahweh the Son, he is a new creature.
So.
Okay, what'll happen?
Old things are passed away.
Uh-huh. Old things, so when you're a new creature in Yahweh the Son, what's passed away?
Old things.
So what would you have when you come into the temple, according to what you read in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, 2, 3, and 6? What old things are passed away? What makes you a new creature? Remember what you read in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, 1, 2, 3, and 6? What makes you a new creature? When you come in the temple, you have what? You have what? You remember what you read in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, 1, 2, 3, and 6? That's the only way you'll be a new creature. You got to have some Ecclesiastes chapter 5, 1, 2, 3, and 6. What if you remember what you read? Brother Johnson? Do you remember? Can you recall? Can you recall how to be a new creature? So the preacher back to Ecclesiastes 5, 1, 2, and 3 in verse 6. And the precept back to 5:37 of Matthew, that would precept to be a new creature. And the precept back to Sirach 38, verse 11. It precept back to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. It precept back to Acts chapter 3:19. Y'all got it like that, huh? That what it do when you're a new creature. We better look in the Bible and see you a new creature. Look at, I can't get nothing out of the class. Now, look at that. I don't got quiet on it. Can't get nothing read. Ain't nothing happening.
You going to that by Proverbs.
Look at Mother D up there right now. Now, she done shut the class down already.
Yeah,
thanks.
There you go, right there. That's fine.
You're talking about being a new creature, right?
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
I just want to pick them back up at that Ecclesiastes, right? You're talking about being a new creature, too, though. And did that, ain't that the actual question about that, what you read out earlier?
I got one on me, too.
Okay. You want to read that out, what he had you read out earlier?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're a new preacher, then you're, what was that, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1? Verse 2, verse 3. And verse 6. I know you guys want more.
Okay, well, first, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1 reads, Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of Yahuwah, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of food, for they consider not that they do eat.
Going
down, he says, verse 2, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty. Let my mind be hasty to order anything before Yahuwah. For Yahuwah is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few.
Yahuwah the Son spoke out of the mouth of all the wisest man in the world, saying, let your words be few when you go into the temple of Yahuwah. You get to speaking too much and you doing too much inside of the temple. Yahuwah, he say, you don't tell me. He say, so consider your ways so you won't do evil. Verse 3.
Verse 3. Read. For a train coming through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by a multitude of words.
Verse 6.
Verse 6 reads, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should Yahuwah be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hand?
So he's saying that you should be a, Sister Jones, give me that Matthew 5, 37. So he's saying you should be a Matthew 5, 37 then.
Matthew 5:37.
She's sister over there now?
Yes. But let your communication be yea,
Nay. Nay.
Right.
For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil.
Anything more than these come of evil. Anything more than yes, yes, no, no, yes, I understand, and no, I don't understand. Anything after that, you trying to add to it or do anything, that's easy. You know? What you got, Brother Israel, you got something over there, too, you holding, right?
The precept on that Matthew 5:37, James 5:12. James 5:12. The book of James real quick. James chapter 5, verse 12. Let me read that. James chapter 5, verse 12.
Call him the name of
it. Brother Johnson. Israel.
James chapter 5, verse 12, read.
Anybody there? Just over there,
Sister J,
you
there? Yeah. Right,
we good.
James chapter 5, verse 12, read.
What do you read?
But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your nay be nay, and your nay be nay, lest you fall into condemnation.
Sister Jones, you can pick up your scripture, then I'm gonna hand it on over to T. Israel.
What scripture?
That scripture you said you had on
Brother Johnson Israel, give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12, real quick. That righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. What you ought to say. All right. Give me Luke 21. Luke 21, verse 14 to 15.
Settle it therefore in your mind not to meditate before what you shall answer. Verse 15. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom.
He said, I will give you a mouth and wisdom. And what wisdom begins with? What wisdom begins with? Psalms 111, verse 10. All right, Sister J. Israel.
Psalms
That's what that fear begins with. Let's see what his boy says about that in Proverbs. We're going to Proverbs. Wisest man in the world. Going to Proverbs. Going to Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. This is the Phoebe of Beer, Prince Israel. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7.
The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Who despise wisdom and instruction? Alright. The more on that wisdom here. The more on that wisdom. Give me Ecclesiastics real quick about this wisdom here. You got one to defeat the bear for Israel? Okay, Joel 28:28. Okay, let's see what it says in Joel 28:28. Go ahead.
Joel 28:28. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding.
Verse 20.
When sin cometh wisdom, and where is it? The place of understanding.
You gotta add that wisdom in there, but it's a place of understanding. Okay, all right, let's go, Solomon, he wrote Ecclesiastes as well, too. Look what it says here in Ecclesiastes real quick. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 here, verse 11 and 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 11 and 12. Sister J. Israel. Verse 11 and 12.
Wisdom is good and inheritance. And by it there is profit to them that see the sun.
They see the sun, okay. Verse 12.
For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom
giveth
life to them that have it.
Wow, is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it?
If they talk that about to Israel.
That giveth life to them that have it.
So what wisdom do?
Verse 12.
Wisdom giveth life to them that have it.
And wisdom giveth life to them that have it.
That big talk going on so far.
All right. Let's see. All right here. The wisdom give the life that have it, right, give me Proverbs chapter 3, verse 18 and 19, real quick. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 18 and 19.
Well, let me pull out one a little bit more exciting than that one, A.B. or C.B. It's not about this wisdom. He said the wisdom, wisdom do what for you? Oh, yeah. Jay, run to Proverbs 31 and look at verse 26 then. Let's talk about this wisdom. Proverbs 31, 26, Sister J. Israel. Fear. Being well instructed by Brother T. Israel. And I like that.
Verse 26.
Listen to this.
She opened her mouth with wisdom.
Oh, she opened her mouth with what?
Wisdom.
Let's find out when she opened her mouth, what spoke come out of her mouth?
And
no, wait a minute, Sister Jay. When she opened her mouth, what will come out of it again?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Now listen, listen. Let's find out how you get this wisdom. Listen good.
Read. And her tongue.
Ain't that something? So when she opened up her mouth with wisdom, what will come out of her mouth?
Torah instructions of
kindness. What kind of way?
Kindness.
There you go. That's how the woman supposed to respond. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and what come out of her mouth is what?
Kindness.
What is kindness again, according to what we can read? The Torah instruction. Huh? She gonna come out and all you gotta do is listen to the mothers. All the mothers, this is the mothers fit this every time. They're always trying to help you. Kindness of the Torah instruction. You got some AB or Phoebe? What you got, AB or Phoebe?
Proverbs 17:24. All right, where is Sister Phoebe or dear Prince Israel?
Wisdom is for him that has understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the end of the earth.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
You're okay, well, go outside and get some breathing in.
Okay. It's another word on that wisdom here. On that wisdom.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, more on that wisdom. Let's see what I want. Brother, you said Proverbs 10:23. All right, go ahead.
It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding
has wisdom. Okay, man of understanding have wisdom. Wow. All right, Proverbs 4. All right, Proverbs 4, verse 5. 5 and 7. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5 and 7. All right, Sister J. Yeah. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5 and 7.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5. Get wisdom, get understanding.
Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Yes. All thy getting, get understanding. Okay. Give me that verse 13. This is why right here at verse 13.
Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life.
And take fast hold of instruction. All right? That instruction, Proverbs 4, verse 1. On that instruction, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1. Sister Jones.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1. Hear, you children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding.
Okay, verse 2.
For I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my Torah instruction.
Thank you. That doctrine means teaching. A good teaching. All right. Okay. All right, this is Wisdom here. One more. Going to Sirach. All right, Sirach chapter 1, chapter 19. Sirach chapter 1, verse 19, by the DF Israel.
Sirach chapter 1, verse 19. Wisdom winds down skills and knowledge of understanding
and
exalts them to honor that hold her fast.
Hold her fast. Verse 20.
The root of wisdom is the fear of Yahweh, and the branch thereof are long life.
If you desire wisdom, verse 26, you got to have this first. 26 and 27. Sirach chapter 1, 26 and 27.
Sirach chapter
1, verse 26 and 27.
Verse 26. If thou desire wisdom, keep the Torah instruction. And Yahweh shall give
her
unto you.
So if you want wisdom, you got to be doing what? Keeping what?
Torah instruction.
That's what it starts with. Torah instruction. Then you get this wisdom.
Yes.
He said Yahweh will give her to you.
27. For the fear of Yahweh is wisdom and instruction.
See there, you got instruction along with this fear.
And covenant and meekness are his delight.
You got to have some meekness with it. Got to be meekness with it. Yahweh.
Yeah, about you.
And meekness, you got to have some meekness. All right, I'm going on to that meekness real quick. Gotta have some meekness. All right, I'm going to, let's see. I'm going to change real quick.
Suppose they say they're a believer. You know, you got a lot of them say, well, I'm a believer. A lot of them say, well, so what would we do with that? If they say, I'm a believer. A, B, or Peter, give me a Romans, give me someone on tape, let's see which one we go with. Romans chapter 10, verse 11 through 13 and 14. Let's see what we get. This is what they're going to throw on you now. Okay. When they throw it on you, what you going to do with it? A, B, or Peter. Romans chapter 10, verse 11 through 13 and 14. What does it say? Let me see how you work this all the way out. Make those fear get happy. Romans 10, 11 through 13 and 14.
Romans chapter 10, verse 11 through 14. Verse 11. Which he said, whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed.
Oh, scripture says that.
Right.
12. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Yahweh over all is unto all that call upon him.
Now, who is this Jew? This Jew
right,
is
right
Greek there,
yeah.
Abel?
Yeah.
There's no difference between a Jew and a Greek.
That's right.
So who are we talking about? Ain't no difference between them.
Yeah, because
what we're talking about there, Abel, Peter? No, just get to me, because we already got scriptures already. What's the difference between the Jew and the Greek? You say, ain't no difference between the Jew and the Greek. That's right, southern northern kind of Israel. So you see that? So the Jew and the Greek is southern and northern king of Israel.
That's
ain't no
right.
difference in them. So you can't have them being white man, white woman. It's a difference. So ain't no difference between the Jew and the Greek,
right.
which is southern kingdom and northern kingdom of Israel.
That's right.
Ain't no difference in them. No more than one fell away became a Gentile. You see that book that just told you some stuff? Ain't no difference between them. when you see a Jew, you see a Gent, you see a Greek. And both of them is children of Israel, southern and northern.
That's right.
See?
Yeah,
well, he spread it for your eyes. He done told you something, but we have blown his mission again.
Yeah.
Glory.
For the
same
of Yahweh is over the Greek until all that call it from Jehovah.
That's right.
Now, when you read it, that call
it from Jehovah. Oh, but you over the what? If you do what? But you got to do what again? But you got to call upon him for this to kick in.
Yahweh.
Huh? Okay, what happened next?
Verse
13.
What? For whosoever shall call upon the name of
Yahweh. Now, who's the whosoever?
Yeah, you
said who's the whosoever again? That's
yeah.
The whole world?
Mm-hmm. You got to have a verse.
Yeah. So, that whosoever, see how they throw that whosoever in on you? So y'all going to be able to smash that whosoever. People tighten it up after the whosoever.
Yeah.
Then when they bat their eye, you go and put some on them.
That's right.
Because whosoever, they're going to tell you that's any and all. That's what they're going to tell you, right?
Yeah.
So who's the whosoever that we can read that? Be a Peter.
Acts 2:21.
There you go. And one line of 22.
Because
now we know you know it. Go back and read. So we quit you know it. Because when they jump you with that, you're supposed to take them back there and take care of them, dust them off real quick, and come on back and keep reading. All right, come on, you got it. Come on back to where it was at. Oh, so this is for the children of Israel. If they call on the name, they're going to be what?
Saved.
Okay.
Verse 14.
Huh?
How then shall they call on him, Yahweh's son, in whom they have not believed?
So that's right. I mean, they have not believed.
Right.
But wait a minute, what do you mean they don't believe? They don't believe what?
Right.
No, wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Don't talk. Don't you talk back with me like that. No, don't talk back to me like that. I didn't talk back to Scripture. What do you mean they don't believe what? We got a pound some payment now.
Okay, so...
Whoa, no talking. It's pound some payment. No, yeah. We want a pound some payment now. Okay, well, we want a pound some payment.
Okay, that's my
name. Okay, let's pound the payment real quick. Mother G.F. Israel. Go to the book of Hebrews 11, verse 6. Backed up with Sister Jones over there in Surratt. 32:24. It's all your pounds and payments. Then you come back with Brother Johnson and Joy of 2:27, 2:28, and 32. That's how you do it. Give him some book. Give him something to read. That's all you got to do. Give him something to read. That shut them up. Abram,
glorify Abram, chapter 11, verse 6.
Listen to this.
Yeah, read.
What it reads.
But without faith,
right.
It is impossible to please him.
So without faith, it's impossible to please Yahweh. Go ahead.
For he that cometh to Yahweh must believe.
So you, why faith is what again?
Believe.
So you just, you got to believe. And y'all will read.
Yes.
What does it say?
That he is.
You got to believe that he is.
And that he is a reward.
And he was a water
of them that diligently seek him.
Diligently seek him, you got to believe the faith. Faith is belief. Believe what? Watch Sister John nail it on what to believe in 32:24, Sarah. This is how you nail and going back to drinking some tea. Let's go nail Sister John. Okay. Sarah, 32:24. Let's nail him. How long before the nailer starts?
Okay, I got to get it.
32:24.
I have my book, okay. Sirach chapter 32, verse 24.
Listen, God.
He that believeth in the Yahweh, taking heed to the Torah instruction.
Oh, so your faith and your belief is you believe what?
Torah instruction.
First five books, you see that? So how you believe, you ain't doing the first five books. So you have no belief and that belief and that faith is you believe in what?
Torah
first five books, you see that? Now you believe it. That means you're doing the first five books. Now there you got your belief up.
Mm-hmm.
Joel chapter 2, Brother Johnson Israel, verse 27, 28, and 32. Who are you telling this to, Brother Johnson, that we can read? Out of audio, bring it.
Joel.
What did it say?
2,
27, 28, and 32. Listen.
27. 28 and 32, and it reads,
mm-hmm.
And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yahweh, your God.
All right. Your God, huh, Brother Johnson?
Your God.
That was you saying, ain't
you?
He's
trying.
Your God, huh?
Yes,
Yahweh.
That have...
Gotta get my God. Don't take my God from me now. Next week you might say, don't take my Jesus from me. That was a big camp saying, just don't take my Jesus. That was the house of Jacob saying, and the Israel of God, just don't take my Jesus. We think English. That's what they say.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, ask Brother Johnson.
All right.
Sound like a 27 again.
And ye shall know
mm-hmm.
that I am
mm-hmm.
in the midst of Israel,
mm-hmm.
and that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
and none else.
Wait a minute. You mean he ain't nobody else Yahweh? But who Yahweh is he? John 3:16 can't hold up, is it, can it?
No way.
You see what the Bible says? He telling Joel to see us, tell them, I'm your Yahweh and I'm in here. Who this message to? The children of Israel. Right? And what do you tell them in verse 32? Now, he's telling the children of Israel now.
In verse 32.
Now, this we tell the children of Israel now, Brother Johnson.
And it shall come to pass.
Said, now, we telling it too, Brother Johnson.
The children of Israel.
Okay. Read that. Saying that. Go ahead.
That whosoever.
And whosoever. Or who?
Shall come.
No, wait. Hold. Who's whosoever again, Brother Johnson?
The children of Israel.
The children of Israel, right? Go ahead.
Shall call on the name.
Who he saying that to again?
The children of Israel.
Go ahead, read.
Call in the name of Yahweh shall be delivered for in Mount Zion.
What does that mean? What does Zion mean?
Yah got you.
Yes.
And in Jerusalem.
Then what does that mean? Same thing. Yeah, go ahead.